penis.
Yay!
It's a podcast.
Yay.
Welcome to the fishbowl.
We're not in a fishbowl. We're in a fishbowl.
All right, so this is our first podcast we've done in a long time. It's probably been about a year.
It's my first one ever.
Yeah, I guess we should introduce ourselves. I'm Jay.
Yes, I'm Cy.
I'm Ben.
This is good.
There we go.
This is a great start.
That's amazing.
This time we have a real microphone. I'm not recording on my phone in a car.
You guys remember?
Yeah, we did it in my car. Wow, that sounded awful. We recorded a podcast in my car once upon a time.
But now we have a real microphone called the Snowball. We got it with Amazon Prime, which is probably the greatest thing ever.
Can I start a snowball fight with a snowball?
No, you cannot.
No, absolutely not.
It costs way too much to throw it around.
Just checking.
What exactly is Amazon Prime? And what makes it different than regular Amazon?
Basically, you pay $70 a year and you get free 2-day shipping on just about everything. And then for $3.99, you can get it the next day, and it doesn't matter how big it is. You can even get, like, entire desks on Amazon Prime and have them the next day for $3.99.
I'm trying to do the math in my head.
To see if it's worth it or not, yeah.
With how divided by 12, and I'm like, my brain is shit itself.
That's like, it's less than $10 a month.
And actually, because I'm a student, it's only $35.
You bitch. You cheating motherfucker.
So with how much shit I order on Amazon, it's absolutely worth it.
I used to order a llama shit. I used to order a llama shit. Yeah. A lot of shit on Amazon.
Yeah, and you can also subscribe to stuff, so you get it like every certain number of days.
Oh, yeah, you told
me. I now have my shampoo, my hair gel, my deodorant, all coming in every 4 months, so I never have to go to the store for that shit again.
You smart.
And it's like $4 or $5 for all of that.
I stumbled across a new app called Wish.
Never heard of it.
It's like wholesale stuff, but I was looking at reviews, and it looks like they pay people to give them very, very good reviews. Because they have over 300 reviews, and all of them are 5 stars. And they're all different reviews, and they're all 5 stars, but there's like a good 51 stars that say, bought my stuff, never got it. Bought my stuff, it never shipped.
You can't
like contact them to get a refund. And the way the credit card information goes is that they ask for just your card number. They don't ask for an expiration date or security code, like an actual secured browser.
Right.
Trying to get the information for your card. So it's really, really sketchy. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to buy anything off there. But I was really hyped up about it because there's like nice leather jackets for like $30. And I'm like, oh! That's the sound I make.
I really need a new leather jacket. Mine's falling apart.
Oh, I still love my leather jacket. Although it's my second one. I had to get the same one twice because I left it at a movie theater for maybe 30 seconds before I realized, oh shit, I forgot my jacket. Turned around, went to go get it. Already gone.
Yep, that'll happen.
Didn't even make it out of the movie theater.
Yeah. My car got broken into in the span of about 30 seconds.
No.
I was leaving my old job, and I realized that I had left my other set of keys in the gym. So I turned my car off, and I ran inside, and at the 30 seconds it took me to go in, grab my second set, and run back out, my car door was open, the light was on, the glove boxes were open. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
That sucks.
So that's a quick thief.
That is a very quick thief.
What gym was it? Was it the cheer gym?
Which end?
The other gym. Not the one that I work at now.
The workout gym.
Not that one.
No, the cheer gym. The old cheer gym.
The old cheer gym, yeah.
I thought you said, what end was it? And I was like,
No, we cheer. That's something we do. Cheerleaders.
You guys cheer. I retired.
Oh.
You cheer until like 2 minutes ago. Our former cheerleaders.
Yeah, I'm retired.
Yeah, we cheer for
Can I please just express how I feel about being retired as a cheerleader and my life is so much better?
Fuck you.
Is it
less stressful?
I feel like mine would be too.
I got suckered into one more year.
Yeah, I've
no,
been.
You didn't.
I keep getting
easily quit. I easily quit. They were like, we'll sponsor you. We'll get all their stuff for you. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, not feeling it.
I wasn't, man. I'm old.
Yeah, you
I got a kid.
You're 25 years old.
Ugh, quarter.
Who would have guessed you would be the first one to have a kid?
Right?
By the way, Ben and Cy are brothers.
Scary shit. We are brothers, if you can't tell.
Whatever. Could have been twins.
Should have been twins.
Parents fucked that up by 14 months.
Stupid parents.
Failures.
Just kidding. We kind of love you guys.
Yeah. Kind of. Good, Ben.
Thanks for giving birth to us, Mom. So,
all right, odd change of subject, but I just hear you guys talking about Steam all the time.
Yes.
Steam sales. The Steam sales just finished like a week or two ago.
What is Steam? I don't even know what Steam is.
Steam is what supplies us with the games that we do Let's Plays on. Well, some of them. Most of them.
Is it like the internet?
Basically, it's how you buy games on computers.
It's
like,
the GameStop of the internet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
For PCs, you don't go to the store anymore to buy games. You just buy them on Steam.
Yeah.
And like three or four times a year, they have these sales where everything's like 75% off.
Yeah, every single game.
Call of Duty Ghosts, which just came out, was $40 instead of $60.
So it's not 75% off.
That's 33%.
Well, that was a brand new game.
Just so you know, your math sucks.
And then Origin was actually doing a sale too, and I was able to get Battlefield 4, which just came out, which is still $60 at the store, for $20.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good sale.
Battlefield 4 is actually a really fun game.
Yeah. I keep hearing all sorts of shit about how it crashes all the time and it's all glitchy.
It's just because I think mine crashes all the time because mine's a 360.
Your old ass 360.
360. Like, it's more of the first.
I was going to say, it doesn't even have the silver disc tray on it.
It's old. Yeah, it's. I don't know how that thing's still working or how it doesn't have. I'm going to knock out wood.
Especially with the way you treat your stuff.
Yeah, I know, man. I've gone through 6 controllers now. And a bookcase. That dresser, the whole thing was destroyed.
Is that since you've owned it or in the last 6 months?
Since I've owned.
You've gotten through more than 6 controllers since you got
Since I've lived in the townhouse, I've gone through at least 4 controllers.
Yeah, I believe that. And you've had your Xbox way longer than that.
Way longer. So I've gone through at least 10 controllers then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Because I remember buying you at least 3.
They need to make metal controllers. They need to make it for me only.
You know, last time I had an idea, the day I had the idea, I got an email about somebody trying to sell me my idea. Like 3 days ago, I was texting Ben about getting colored cheer shoes.
Yeah.
Like instead of solid white. That night, I got an email from No Limit saying, hey, guess, come look at our new colored shoes. I'm like, motherfuckers.
No Limit,
I swear, people follow us with cameras and we don't know it and then they steal our fucking ideas. Stop doing that. Weirdo.
So has anybody been following CES at all?
Mm-mm.
No?
Vaguely.
I don't know what that is.
I hear about it from news sites because I'm too lazy to actually watch or tune in.
What is it? The Computer Electronic? No. Computer Electronic Show?
Something like that.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll
go with that.
Yep.
Certified Establishment of Sluts.
No, that is
not. That's spot on. That is spot on. That's not close.
No.
So they had these light bulbs that came with Wi-Fi. You know, because the next thing I was thinking that I really want in my light bulb is Wi-Fi access to my light bulb.
Wi-Fi on everything, man.
And then they had these other ones with speakers in them because...
Bro, the signal in your house would be just ridiculous. You could go in any room and you fucking be faster than any person on the internet.
Is that how that works?
Can you imagine gaming? Right?
So it works.
Just go through light bulbs.
Yeah, gaming would be stupid.
Well, no,
you would be like the Flash of gaming. You would be...
Mac doesn't support Flash.
Not what I meant. I meant the superhero Flash of gaming. You would be faster than anybody. Everybody else would be in slow motion. You could just walk around.
Now,
with your Wi-Fi light bulbs.
Do the light bulbs give off Wi-Fi, or are they activated?
I actually don't think so. I think they're activated by Wi-Fi.
Oh, I'm retarded. Sorry,
yeah, it's all right. It's all right. And then they have speakers, too, because I was like, you know, I really wish my light bulb could play sound for me. And then I could replace it. Excuse me.
That was cool.
That was a deep bass in your voice. Then I could... It's like a 12-inch...
Well, no, because, like, I don't know how that would work. I don't know how that's usable in a practical setting.
I don't know, and I feel like light bulbs go out soon enough. I wouldn't want to invest in a new light bulb.
No, I've got it. I know what they're trying to do, and it's pertaining to me. All right? What they're trying to do is sell light bulbs with speakers in it. So when you turn, like, the light up higher... The speakers get louder, and when you turn it down lower, it gets softer. So when you have a low light setting, you have a soft music playing. Perfect sex setting. Perfect.
I think you're onto something here.
That's not an idea yet. We should make that idea, because that's a damn good idea.
Yeah, it's already going to be stolen by tomorrow.
In something.
What?
Hmm?
What?
So are you onto something, or are you into something?
I'm on to something.
Or why not both?
If I was onto something, I would be into something.
Yeah.
Although Wi-Fi light bulbs are cool, Razer, the people make mouses and computers and stuff.
Keyboards and stuff. And
yeah.
No idea who they are.
They're a really good...
You don't know anything, do you?
He doesn't know anything about PC gaming. And I think that's what they're...
That's their primary thing. They actually just released Xbox controllers for the first time in the last like year or so.
Yeah.
For what?
For the Xbox. That's what an Xbox
controller. Xbox released controllers for the first time.
Razer released Xbox controllers for the first time.
So Razer made Xbox controllers?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Now like they have custom Razer ones.
They have this new kind of watchy looking thing.
Wristband?
Yeah.
It's got two screens. Like on the front of it, it says like if it's a phone call or a message or whatever. And then if you flip it over, on the inside of your wrist, you can read what the message is and stuff, so nobody else can read it.
So it's like those quarterback things that they have on their wrist when they flip it over.
Except a lot smaller.
Yeah, yeah. And then if you're near other people that also have it, it'll tell you. So you can be like, hey, we have the same thing, and then you can make your friends
that
way.
Yeah, if they're within your network.
Oh, so it's like perfect for nerds that have no social
skills.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's great for.
So you both get the same message, like, hey, this person's there. And you look at each other and you go, and then you go right back to the text message.
That was kind of the story that I thought up in my
head. But those are kind of like
more vulgar.
I have a Pebble watch, which is
that's a good bet.
Which is really similar to the Razer Nabu, just not quite as cool. And I like that. It was like $90 from Best Buy. Yeah, you get text message. You can read your text messages and your emails on your watch.
I thought the text messages, like the messages, I would need a magnifying glass to read. But
no, it's not that hard to read.
Yeah, no, they're pretty big. Like you can just, I think,
and
then you scroll, just read them, or just
yeah, you can read like a list of them.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
And you can also control your music from it, which is
really neat.
Like I use it when I'm driving because it's way easier than pulling out my phone and fumbling with that. You know, safety. That's what I was thinking.
Not at all.
That's why
you're still distracted from the road.
Instead of looking at your hand, you're looking at your wrist. I'm distracted for less time, that's all.
No, that's not true.
It makes sense.
Yes, it's totally true.
It's totally true.
Yeah, your face is true.
Yeah,
it is.
Alright, so I heard you guys talking about this earlier, and you beat around the bush every time I ask what it is. The fuck is the Oculus Rift? What is it?
It's augmented reality gaming.
Basically, you put this thing on your face, and it's a screen. And when you turn your head, you turn in the game.
Okay, so like in the arcades when there's that one like...
It's like a helicopter game. It's yellow with the bug eyes.
You're
in
a tube and you're like spinning around in circles and you can't...
Yeah, except there's no tube.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except it just fits on your head and you don't have to like hold on to handles or anything and you play with a controller or whatever.
So is this thing real? Like,
yeah.
Oh, shit!
You can get it for $300. It's the dev kit right now.
I have $300 right now. Let's do it.
One of the bigwigs in ID, the people who make Doom, or originally made Doom, he jumped over to Oculus Rift, and now he's actively developing software for it.
I saw a game called D-Hoom. Like, it was D-H-O-O-M. And I was like...
Like Doom.
Yeah, it's exactly what I thought. I was like Doom, all right. And I didn't buy it because
Because you know nothing about
it. Because it looks like a knockoff.
See, that's why Steam is so great, because most of the sales, I know the one I said was only like 20% off, most of them are like, well, shit, that game's $3. I'm probably never going to play it, but I can't pass that up.
Right?
$3.
Yeah, like...
So I have like 260 games. I've probably played like 10 of them.
I think we should play a game called Battle Block Theater. Have you heard of it?
I haven't heard of it.
Is that the game that you're always playing?
No. That's, Oh, man. How do I not know what that game is called? I really don't know what the game is called. But I was going through trials, and I was looking through multiplayer trials.
On Xbox,
correct. And I saw a game, and it was like Battle Block Theater, and it was one of the top-rated games, and that was cool. And I bought the trial, or not bought the trial, but I downloaded the trial. I started playing it, and it was like really cool, like different things you can do, the way you have to go about it. And I was like, all right, this is pretty cool solo. And then it was showing the multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called co-op, but it's like, what is it? Oh my God.
QWOP?
No, it's like it's co-optional, I think was what it was called. Because you can play co-op and like use your other teammates. You can play up to four people. You can use your other teammates to get through the level, or you can push your other teammates into like the fire or into like a pit and then jump on top of them to get over.
So you can be an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's going to be perfect for our next Let's Play.
I agree. There was another game I read about. I think it was on the PlayStation or the PS3, and you both had to use the same controller. There was two characters, and one was controlled with the right side of the controller, and the other is controlled with the left side of the controller.
Oh my God, that would be a pain in the ass.
That would be such a pain in the ass.
So you're supposed to... You can either play it by yourself, which is hard because you have to control both characters.
Right.
Or you can do it with a friend, and they hold one part of the control, and you hold the other.
That would probably end up in a fist fight.
Yeah, probably.
I think we should do that.
But I forget what that game's called, so...
Probably fist fight.
So,
You're taking too long to drink your Mountain Dew.
Thank you. Well, all right. So speaking of the Oculus Rift and speaking of Steam sales, let's put them both together. Steam machines. CES.
Those two things have nothing to do with Steam machines.
Steam?
But the Steam machine does not involve the Oculus Rift.
Well, the Oculus Rift is a console.
Is it?
No, it's more like a controller.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not a console.
I thought it was more...
No, you have to have a PC
apparently
to use it.
Apparently I've been misled.
Although, I know the PS4 definitely supports the Oculus Rift, and I think so does the Xbox One.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe. Maybe that's what I meant.
Speaking of Xbox One and PS4,
God damn it.
Which one should I get?
Neither. We're all getting both.
Okay.
Eventually.
Yeah, well...
No, for...
Apparently, the Xbox One is pretty sad in terms of loading times. Like, when you get your game, it takes, like, 30 to 45 minutes to get into your game because you have to install it before you can start playing it.
Yep, no, go for PS4. Fuck it.
PS4 is like 15 seconds to 30 seconds.
I remember hearing
to install it and get playing. So,
alright, DC Universe. I shouldn't have done that.
No, you shouldn't have done that.
I'm so sorry. DC Universe. You guys are saying PC.
Yes.
Yes.
You already have a PS3.
I do.
I have a PS3.
That is correct.
Ben doesn't have a PS3 because he's a...
Actually, you have my PS3.
Actually, I sold your PS3. Smack it. I think we should do it on PS3, because...
Don't quote me on this, but I think with DC Universe, you can play on PC and PS3 together.
I debunked this.
Oh, so it's not true?
Well, there goes my theory. It is cross-platform, but more like backwards compatible. It's only cross-platform between the PS3 and the PS4.
Oh. Well,
which is dumb as shit.
No, but I understand that from a developer perspective.
I guess.
I don't. Why can't everybody just play on one big ass?
Because programming languages and kind of it's complicated stuff.
Programmers, y'all suck.
Hey,
I'm just kidding. Well, please don't hurt me.
But no, back to what I was saying before I was so rudely cut off.
Nobody cares.
Is the Steam machines CES revealed 10 new machines?
No, I heard it was a lot more than 10 new machines. I heard it was, like, an absurd number of new machines.
When I looked at the news yesterday, it said 10, so I'm going with 10.
Maybe it was, like, 10 that you should look
10
at.
10 that day.
Apparently there was a lot of them, and they ranged from, like, $200 to $6,000.
Yeah.
What machines? Like, we're talking about console machines.
It's a console, yeah.
Well,
it's, like, $6,000.
Okay,
like
I'm sorry.
Dual
what
Titan.
What would you buy a $6,000 console for?
When you could just build a PC.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a big discussion. It's like, why would you invest that much money and not build your own PC? Because Steam boxes are kind of limited.
Yeah, that was my question. Why aren't we answering?
Well, because we don't know the answer.
I'm like, why would you invest that money? We're all like, yeah, why would you invest that money? That's what the big topic is, why would you invest the money? Okay, so nobody answered my question.
My question is the reasonable price Steam machines, the ones that are $500 and... Between $300 and $500.
That's still a reasonable price.
Compared to the consoles, it's
The Xbox
comparable.
One is $500.
Yeah.
$499. Whatever.
Yeah.
But
we're off by a dollar.
Fuck you. So, the reasonable priced Steam machines, how do they stack up against the PS4 and the Xbox One?
I would believe they're probably much more capable because they're PCs and you can get pretty kick-ass PCs for that
price.
Wait.
You guys just said Steam was the online version of buying games.
Yes, that's correct. And now they're making a console to further that Steam market. Because Valve owns Steam. You know Valve. They make Portal, Half-Life.
Okay,
they also own Steam.
Okay.
So they made this thing called SteamOS. And then
Steam operating system.
Right.
Right, okay.
Which essentially is a console that's based around the Steam
Store.
Thank
you for putting it in layman's terms because I knew what OS meant.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did. Mac OS. It's Mac operating system.
That's correct. So, but Valve isn't actually making the Steam machines. They just put out standards and said, if you're going to make a Steam machine, it has to meet these requirements. And so, it doesn't cost anything to Steam other than the time it took them to make SteamOS.
Okay.
But now all these other companies are going out making Steam machines and selling these to the consumers, and then the consumer is using the Steam machine to buy games from Steam, which Valve gets money from. So from Valve's perspective...
So Valve's smart as fuck.
Valve's smart as fuck, yes.
Yeah.
So basically, there's no real development cost here for them. They don't have to produce anything, and they're still getting sales from all the games.
However, the people charging $6,000 for a console are not too smart.
I bet if you buy that $6,000 console, you get free games for life. So.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's stupid then.
But you'll be able to play games for a very long time.
The truth is, if you're buying a $6,000 Steam machine, you probably don't care about how much it was.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You're like, I'm going to get the nicest Steam machine, $6,000, done.
Except, like me, where I save up $6,000, like, I'm going to get the nicest Steam machine, and then not be able to play any games because I'm broke for 6 years.
That's okay. Steam sales will take care of that.
Yep. They'll make you more broke.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Like, seriously, I went from $500. Steam sales lasted, like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, just about.
I think I had $30 at the end of it.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
You know, you have
a Mac. I now own a lot of games.
You game on a Mac, and that's how much money you spend on Steam.
It wasn't all on Steam, but a large chunk of that $500 was spent on Steam.
For your Mac?
No, for the boot camp half of my Mac, which runs
PC. Right. So, for your Mac, got it.
Right. Okay.
We built that.
Oh. Like, what the fuck is that thing?
All right, so about a week ago, me and Ben went out and we bought the Halo Mega Bloks, which were on sale. It was listed at like $50.
It was, yeah.
And then we weren't going to buy it because it was too much. Then we saw it was on clearance for $25.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry, for $40.
30, yeah, for $40.
Or okay. $30.
Yeah, something. That's still shitty.
Let's say $34.99.
I think it was $30. And me and Ben decided we were going...
We'll go
halfsies on it. So it was only like $15. Or no, it was more than that. It was like $20 for each of us. So it wasn't even $40. So we said, oh, that's not too bad if we both put in $20. And then we take it to the cash register and it's only $25. So it came out to $12 for each of us.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So that worked out really well. And then we recorded us making it. So we're going to make a time lapse at some point.
That'll eventually be up.
Yeah, so you should not do that.
Why? Why not?
We've already done the work. All we got to do is edit it.
What the fuck? It looks like a Mayan pyramid.
That was in Halo 4. You don't remember that?
Not that small.
No shit.
You don't say. And so anyway,
I remember Master Chief doing a fucking backflip and anything and killing a Prometheus.
Well, that's me.
So anyway, we reached the conclusion that Mega Bloks suck.
Oh, yeah.
And Legos all the way.
Oh, yeah. Legos have always been all the way.
Well,
I got Mega Bloks from my daughter, and she threw them at my face. I mean, that's not even a lie. That's a true story.
Your daughter's 2 years old.
Yeah, she threw them at my face.
She has a smart 2-year-old.
She's very smart. She's but, like, you know, Mega Bloks' defense, they do have some badass minifigures, and they're much more articulate.
I would like to agree with that, because their minifigures are more...
More like in the game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You look at them, and you're like, oh, shit, that could be Mr. Chief? Master Chief.
Mr. Chief.
Yes, Mr. Chief.
Master Chief. And if you get a Legos character, you're like, that's a Lego
character.
Yeah, it's the same Lego
kind of character. With the art style.
Every single other Lego character you've ever seen in your life.
This is probably a really boring part of the podcast for an audio podcast. We don't like the topic's Legos, and they can't see what we're talking about.
We'll put a picture out or something.
Well, we're going to put the time lapse up.
Like. This looks like shit.
We can link dump it. Time lapse.
We'll link dump it. But if they're like me and they listen to podcasts while driving, that's not
really useful. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It is 3:40 in the morning.
That is your fault, because you had to work till 1, and then, no, then you had to go drink beers.
No, I didn't get off work until 1:30.
Okay, and then after that...
Stupid people who like to go... All right, first off, I want to say this, clear as day. If you went to the Dubliner at North Tampa and ordered food past 12 o'clock, I hope you get food poisoning and shit your pants for the rest of your life. I'm not even kidding. That was fucked up. I got at least 7 tickets. I had a rail of tickets from 12:15 until 12:50, and the rail of tickets did not stop. It was just ticket after ticket after ticket. So if you did order food past 12:15, I hope you have diarrhea. I didn't cook the food wrong. I'm just hoping you get diarrhea for the rest of your life. Shithead. Fuck you.
Sounds a little passive aggressive.
I'm a little. So I was trying to get out of there early. All right, I was like, I'm gonna come here. I'm gonna do this podcast. I'm gonna get there early. I'm gonna have a Red Bull. I'm gonna get ready to go. I got a second Red Bull just in case I wasn't ready to go. But I didn't get out there. So fucking like 1:30, I didn't get out. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have a drink. I'm gonna have 2 drinks. And then I'm
so you got here at like about 2:30. Then we decided to go buy more Red Bull and more Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Well.
And so we started at like 3:30.
I hope we catch that.
Catch what?
He farted.
Great.
Anyways.
Real professional.
Yeah, so
can we strive for professionalism in the fishbowl?
For real, though, the Dubliner North is not a bad place. It's
your job.
It's my job. It's not bad.
He's a chef?
I am a cook.
Cook?
I say chef. I'm not a chef yet.
Oh, okay. Because chef is the stuff
I have to go to school to be a chef. I'm a cook.
Oh, okay. I understand.
I'm a cook.
But at home, he's a chef.
But yeah, it's a pretty good restaurant. Yeah. Oh, and they have really good, like, dip for their fries. That one time I was there.
They have, I just made, okay, for the dip for our fries, we have Guinness gravy, and we have cheddar cheese dip, is what you had, and then we had ranch and all the other stupid dressings you could ever have to dip your fries in. But the cheese dip is what you had last time.
Is it?
And it's very good. And
does that have
the Guinness gravy I make, and it tastes like KFC gravy. But it has Guinness in it. Fucking amazing, right?
All right. It is. It really is. It's really good.
Let's see.
But yeah.
What other good restaurants are there in Tampa?
I know this one.
Oh,
because
you
there's
do.
Only one really, really, really good restaurant in Tampa, I've decided. And the rest
really,
are
only
just,
one?
Eh. The rest are like, you can go anywhere and get those that kind of food. But this place, it's got a French name, like mise en place. It's spelled
good French. Good French, man.
Yeah, it's spelled M-I-S-E space E-N space P-L-A-C-E. Yeah, basically. But like, when I went with my now ex-girlfriend's dad, and he was looking it up, and he was trying to call to make a reservation, but he didn't have their number, so he called 411. And he's like, I'm looking for mise en place. And they're like, what? Mise en place. I'm like, try mise en place. And he's like, mise en place. And they're like, oh, we know. Hold on. And I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know what mise en place is.
It's a really good French restaurant, and it's actually like...
No, mise en place sounds German. Mise en place.
Really? I was thinking Spanish.
Really?
Well, we do live in Tampa.
That's true. Yeah.
But... it's literally 5 minutes away. It's right on that brick road by the island. That right before you get on the island.
And by the island,
was
Davis
that
island.
Where? What the hell was the name of that place?
The Oxford Exchange.
Crunch Fitness.
None of those. It was.
Then the answer is no, because that's the only things around it.
It's that side street you drive off of Kennedy.
This is nothing probably not interesting to anybody but us. No,
anyways, it's a really, 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 really. Really, I cannot stress how really good this place is. But it is also really, 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 really expensive.
Well, as we're not made of money, we will not be eating there.
Yeah,
soon.
Probably never. In our lives.
Yeah.
Next paycheck I get, I'll probably treat us to that. Because I don't plan on paying for anything with my first paycheck. Other than bullshit.
Down. All right, I don't give a shit.
If you insist.
Well, let me put it this way. Me and my ex went there and it was $125.
Speaking of your ex, does Tinker still work at Exchanges?
No, her sister does.
JC. Really?
JC was.
Oh.
What happened to using no names?
We're going to censor that.
All right, so...
I said Tinker and JC. There is no names involved with those.
Jesus Christ.
That is a good point.
You guys suck. You should edit yourselves out because nobody knows who the hell we're talking about.
Fact. All right, but no...
But anyway, speaking of extreme juice, best smoothies
oh, yeah,
on the entire planet.
Absolutely.
And every Sunday they have buy one, get one free smoothies?
No, I remember going there for at least 2 years
every Sunday
to get buy one, get one
See,
free.
And Ben is so nice that I have practice every Sunday and he coaches
every Sunday.
And he always brings me his free smoothie.
That is so cute.
Thank you.
You're so gay.
Fuck you.
Kindly.
But no, you're my best bud, man. Gotta hook you up. Otherwise I go to Dan and no one likes Dan.
Right. And we can say Dan's name because nobody likes Dan.
Fuck Dan.
Daniel, I hope you're listening to this. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You're a queer.
Moving on.
That was a good talk, so...
He'll probably be on a podcast at some point in the future, I would imagine.
I hope not.
So
we need somebody to pick on.
Oh, man.
Speaking of things we used to do a lot, is there any good movies coming out lately?
I'm about to go see The Hobbit 2 on Sunday.
Oh, the destination of Smaug.
I watched The Hobbit 1, and it was a very good movie.
That's what I heard. The problem is I want to watch them, but I feel like I have to watch the Lord of the Rings movie first, and they're like 9 hours total.
You don't have to watch the series of the Lord of the Rings. You have to watch Hobbit 1 first.
Is that
also 3 hours long?
No, it's about an hour and a half.
Really?
An hour and a half to 2 hours.
That's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all. No, it's such a good movie, though.
Speaking of 3 hour movies, Wolf of Wall Street, I really want to see it, but I don't feel like sitting in a movie theater for three hours.
For real, 3 hours long?
It's 3 hours long.
Not going to watch that anymore.
I really want to see it. I heard it's really, really good, but 3 hours is a long fucking time.
Leo DiCaprio will not get an Oscar again.
Yeah, probably not.
Nobody cared to watch that movie for 3 hours. They're like, Leo, you got enough Oscars.
The Hobbit 2.
Yeah, I watched The Hobbit 1. I tried to watch The Hobbit 1. I'm just going to leave that at that. And I had to rewind it 3 times just to watch The Hobbit 1.
I feel like the reason you missed The Hobbit had nothing to do with it not being interesting.
Nothing to do with it. All right. But it was a very, very good movie. And my ex saw the second one without watching the first one. And she was like, yeah, you don't have to watch the first one to understand the second one. I was like, well, from someone who hasn't watched the first one, you sound rather intelligent. And that was complete sarcasm. Because she's an idiot.
Again, Cy being passive-aggressive about his ex.
Not passive. Not passive at all. Just aggressive.
Passive about that. Jesus.
The other movie that's coming out is Lone Survivor, and it looks really fucking good.
I want to say...
But something really pisses me off about that movie.
What really pisses you off about that movie?
It's a stage-release movie. It came out on Christmas Day in some theaters.
Oh, it's stupid.
So I was like, sweet, Christmas Day. I want to go see it. Not playing anywhere in fucking Tampa. Even within like 10 miles, it was not playing anywhere. It's still not out here in Tampa, and I really want to see it. Pisses me off. And even when I go to the movie theater, I'll see previews for it at that movie theater that says, coming out on Christmas Day.
Lone Survivor, is that the military one?
Yeah,
the military
one. Yep.
That's not anywhere in Tampa?
Not anywhere in Tampa.
With Mark Wahlberg.
Yep, yeah, Mark
that's
Wahlberg.
That's shitty.
Because yeah, I know really more about this movie than I did prior to this podcast.
Those previews were like blowing my mind. I was like, I really want to see that. They had like specials on the previews with like with Mark Wahlberg talking about it, and I was like, this looks amazing.
It looks amazing, and it's still
and
out.
And the fact that I haven't seen it makes sense because it's not in Tampa.
Well, it's not in Tampa. It's other places.
If you have seen the movie, please don't spoil it for us.
But, and what else? Well, I think we all know how it ends.
There's only one person.
Based on the title of the movie.
Holy shit.
Literally,
there's something else I wanted to say about Lone Survivor. Oh, the guy, because it's based on a true story.
Yeah,
just saw a post on Reddit today. Apparently, the guy who was posted on after he came back or whatever, he got a dog that was supposed to be like for him to remember the other guys that he died with. And the dog was named Daisy, which was D-A-S-Y, which was the initials of the other four that died. And I guess these four dicks came around to his house. I don't think they were like looking for him specifically. I think they were just dicking around. And they shot and killed his dog. So this badass gets in his fucking car and chases them across four counties with his gun.
Two guns.
With two guns. He has two guns.
Did he kill all four of them?
No, he didn't kill them.
Any of them?
He called the police while he's chasing them to give them a chance to survive.
Wow.
And you could listen to the whole police recording on YouTube. No. And he was going at like 110 miles an hour the whole way talking to the cops. And the cops are like, sir, you don't need to chase after them. We will get them. We don't need you to crash and hurt and kill yourself. And he said, ma'am, I've been a Navy SEAL for 10 years. I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to get myself hurt.
Damn!
Yeah, he's pretty fucking hardcore. And then when the cops and him eventually caught the guys, you hear him. He's on his phone. He's like, which one of you sorry motherfuckers shot my dog?
Yeah.
Oh!
I was like, oh God, they're going to die right there.
I forget how it ended, but I think two of the three guys ended up going to jail for 2 and 5 years. So, kind of shitty. It should have been more of the whatever.
Hopefully you got another dog. Hopefully you got another dog if you're listening.
Yeah, but I'd feel...
not, because you're Navy SEAL. Because
I just lost my dog about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. I wouldn't want to replace it with another dog.
Well, I feel like the void of not having a dog makes it harder.
Maybe.
Because when me and my ex's old dog, Pooch, stupid friend of ours, let the dog out and didn't let him back in, the dog got hit by a fucking car and died. The void of not having, because the dog had long nails, so every time I walked, we'd hear its nails on the on the tile. That was like a void for us for like 2 months. We were just like, we can't. It's just silent. So we got two dogs,
which was a bad idea because
bad idea.
We got
Daisy
and best,
then we got Patty.
You are not the best pet owner out there,
which is why I gave Daisy away. I gave him to one of our friends. Gave her to one of our friends. Which was a better choice because she just had puppies. Like, she's doing really good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she had puppies.
Yeah. And I get to take one of those puppies if I want, but...
Sai, you are not allowed to get
shut up!
You are not responsible enough for a puppy.
I'll take a puppy if I want a puppy.
You're lucky to have a kid.
I hate dogs. I love puppies. I hate dogs.
Just get a dog like my sister's dog.
Yeah, no, I hate dogs. Like, you just said dog.
But it's like a puppy because it's small.
The only
and aside
dog
from the fact it shits everywhere... It's an alright dog.
The only dog I like is my girlfriend's dog right now at the time, and her dog's name is Duchess. And she was like, she told me, she was like, if my dog doesn't like you, I'll have to break up with you. They're like, because it's like,
wait, is this
baby.
Your current girlfriend?
Current girlfriend, yes.
Okay.
And she was like, because it's like my baby. Like, if Riley didn't like my girlfriend right now, I think it would be a little toss up. Like, I would have to go
Riley
with my
being
daughter.
Your daughter.
Right,
I think
correct.
We've said the name of your daughter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Riley's
and she's two, right?
About if you try anything with my daughter, I'll kill you. Straight up and down.
Okay. Your daughter's too.
I know. And if you try to talk shit about my daughter, I'll kill you. Anyways, my girlfriend and my daughter get along great. My daughter loves her. They're just great friends. So she told me, she was like, my if Duchess doesn't like you, I might have to break up with you. And I was like, well, that can't happen. And all dogs love me. And literally her dog loved me right from the get-go. Like, we cuddle and we just lay together.
It's a match made in heaven, you guys.
It is, yeah.
You guys are going to get married. I've decided.
Oh, no, you've decided. Good, because I was going to decide that already. No, she's great.
Count me out of that statement.
You like her, too.
I do like her. I do like your girlfriend.
But Ben's not going to get married to her, though.
Nobody gives a shit about this, except us.
Yeah, you're right. We need to move on.
All right.
Let's go back to YouTube videos. Did anybody else see the GoPro lion video?
That was not on YouTube. Ben showed me that
somewhere else, yeah.
That was on Facebook, but I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere.
The lion guy, he goes out into the wilderness, and he was like, lion, come here, and the lions are like, I love you, and it's like, how the hell do you do that?
See, yeah, like they were acting like house cats, but fucking lions.
Yeah, like, what I saw at the end of the video made it look like he raised two lions.
Well, I remember there were, I want to say they were magicians from Las Vegas, that they released the tiger out into the wild after they had worked with him for so many years, and then they came back like 4 years later, and the tiger still recognized him.
I saw that video. That was an old video.
That's an old video. That's like older than the internet.
Yeah. It's all over here.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I did see that video.
See, I could never own a dog, but I could definitely own a lion.
Oh, I could.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When we move in together, we'll get a lion.
Let's not do that, because
I'll move out. That's not a lie. Fuck you guys.
But, no, like,
because you guys would get me killed with owning a fucking lion.
He has known.
Let's get a lion.
He did say in the video that he was doing the things with the lions for about 13 years or so, or longer than
the
that.
The things with the... What are the things with the lions?
Like, he'd go out into... No. He'd go out into BFE in Africa and just, like meld in with these lions, this pride of lions, and just, like, get to know the whole group, and I don't know how you get to know a lion.
Well, that reminds me of another story. I saw it on Discovery Channel a couple years ago. It was, like, the Wolfman. And he grew up with these... No, it's not. He grew up with the wolves since they were pups in a zoo. And he, every day, he stayed with them. He slept with them. He ate with them.
That's gross.
Yeah, it was really gross. He always wore the same clothes or whatever.
That's really gross.
And he was the alpha male of the wolf group.
Wolf pack.
Wolf pack, whatever.
Nobody gives a shit.
Same difference. And so, you know, they all respected him like a wolf, and it was crazy, and... Like, they'd bring in carcasses, and that's how the wolves would eat, and they would have to take out a section of the meat for him and put it in a plastic bag and cook it. And he would just open that, and, like, the wolves would let him eat first because he was the alpha male, and then after he was done eating, the other wolves would come in and eat.
Huh.
And then, but I guess, you know, because he was a wolf expert, he was called out to deal with some wolves out in the wild somewhere else, and that was the longest he'd ever left the wolves. And when he came back after, like, 3 days of not being there, he was replaced by another alpha male, and the wolves were just like, fuck you. And he had to eat last. He was... I mean, they didn't attack him or anything because he was still a member of the wolf pack, I guess. But they were like... He immediate bottom of the food chain.
Damn. That's shitty.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck.
But no, he jumped out of his little fucking SUV. He was like...
We're talking about
here.
The lion.
Yeah, the lion guy jumps out of his SUV. He's like, come here, just yelling out into the wilderness. And then out of fucking nowhere, this lion comes like... galloping in. He's like, slow, and then it jumps on him, and he's
just imagine if you're in a fight with some guys, like a group of guys, like five or six guys,
and you just whistle, you're like, and a fucking lion comes out of nowhere. You ain't gonna be fucking fighting five guys no more. You're gonna be fighting zero. Those five guys are gonna be eaten or
imagine being on the other end of that. Imagine being one of those five guys, and this guy just whistles, and he has a fucking wolf, or not a wolf, a lion come out to defend him. You're like, fuck.
Shit, I'd be scared if I was fighting one, like, if it was me and a group of guys and we were about to fight one guy and he whistles, I'm already gone. Because when you whistle, you're either calling the dude from Inglourious Basterds with the bat where he just hits the wall. You're either calling that guy or you're calling something worse than that guy, and I don't want to be fucking part of any of that shit. So I'm going to be gone. You're going to be four guys instead of five, and I'm going to be alive and you guys are going to be dead. That's it.
And then there was another video, kind of like the lion video that just came out. I think it just came out. I just saw it.
It's just a video. The Cuddly Bobcat. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yes, Cuddly Bobcat.
Yeah, another video that I shared. But I would never own a bobcat, because I would much rather be mauled to death by the king of the jungle than a bobcat.
That's so true. Bobcats are cute as fuck.
Right, but...
But bobcats could still kill you.
They could easily...
And he's saying if you wanted to die...
So could the king of the jungle.
Right.
That's what we're saying. And if you had to be killed by one, would you rather be killed by the king of the jungle or a cute bobcat?
I would rather...
No, absolutely. I would bet on this one. Much rather be killed by the lion.
Yeah, the lion would kill you in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
Right.
The bobcat would take a very long time.
Again, that's what I'm saying.
I'd rather die instantly. You're losing this argument.
Which brings me to my next point. Apparently bears, if you're attacked by a bear, it doesn't kill you. It just starts eating you while you're alive.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It has no desire to kill you before it eats you.
Hmm.
And they say that the safest way to avoid a bear attack is just play dead because they don't eat dead things.
Huh. Is that so?
But don't do it with cats, because anybody who owns a house cat knows
that
cats, cats love to play with dead things. Number one favorite activity.
That's why I don't put my pants down in front of a cat.
Oh, God.
It's a true story.
Oh, well, that's fucking great.
Has anybody ever been to Game Time?
Yes. How are you going
to
ask me that?
We used to, well, it wasn't Game Time. It used to be called Gameworks, which I think Gameworks is more widely known than Game Time. Or it's kind of like Dave and Buster's, which I think is even more wide than GameStop.
Yes.
It's
Game
basically
Time. Game.
Well, games,
Game Works.
Game Works, not GameStop. Game Works, which is now Game Time. It's basically just an arcade restaurant that you...
But it's a big-ass arcade.
Yeah, it's a huge arcade. Like, you get these, like, two-hour time passes. It's like $20 and unlimited games for 2 hours. Plus, then you get to eat food and...
I remember looking up a Dave and Buster's, and the closest one
is like Orlando.
North Carolina. That was like 2 years ago.
We just went there last season.
Yeah. And I wish I would have fucking known that because I would have been gone there 5 times.
Damn, yeah, but that's far. I wouldn't go there that often.
Bro, I mean, an hour and 15 minutes away.
It's not worth it. I'd rather much just go
not
to Game
worth
Time.
It? You ever been?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you and
I'd rather go to Game Time as well.
I'd rather go to Game Time because it's closer.
Yeah.
It takes 10 minutes to get to Game Time.
Yeah, but is Dave & Buster's all it's worked out to be?
What do you mean?
Have you ever been to Dave & Buster's?
No.
Really?
It's, yes. Just like,
it's just like Game Works.
Time, yeah.
Really?
Game
just,
time.
The food's better, but the games are all the same.
Fact.
That's all I would go for is arcade games.
Yeah, right. Nobody's going to huge Dave & Buster's for their excellent food.
Arcades.
Yeah.
But, you know, I go to Game Works, or not Game, yeah, Game Time, I guess nowadays, but I go there for games and alcohol.
Games
and
alcohol.
That's pretty much all Dave & Buster's is, except it's an hour and 15 minutes away.
Well, that's stupid. I'll continue to go to Game Time.
Exactly.
You'll get my money Game Time.
But last time we went to Game Time, that ended kind of not so great for me.
So how did that end for you? You can't just leave us hanging like that. You have to tell the story.
Well, Game Time is an Ebor.
Stop. Sorry.
Game Time is an Ebor. And Ebor is like the clubbing bar district of Tampa.
What would we describe that as? Like, what would that be to other other states, I guess, or other cities. It's not downtown.
It's not, but it's close to it.
It's like an old downtown.
I mean, like, if you're in St. Pete, it's like downtown St. Pete. It's clubbing area.
The clubbing district.
It's the clubbing district.
But nobody in North Carolina knows what St. Pete downtown's like.
Well, we don't know what the hell North Carolina is like.
Good point. That's a very good point. Alright, so fuck you.
Alright.
Fuck you for being right.
Sorry. I will never be right again.
Okay. So basically,
but speaking of North Carolina, in the state of Colorado,
God damn it,
which is not North Carolina, and this is something else I read on Reddit today. They have had to replace their mile marker 420, with mile 419.99 because people keep stealing the sign 420.
That would be me. I would do that 100%.
So they'll replace that mile marker with mile marker 419.99.
But do they think that's going to be a solid alternative? Because I would steal it just on principle.
I would steal it because it's different. Where else are you going to see a partial mile sign?
No, never.
They should have just done like 419.
Yeah.
Called it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wouldn't steal 419.
No, because that's not that interesting.
99, I'd
that's
steal
cool.
it all day.
That's
yeah, but then if you break down, you have a 2 mile fucking area of where you broke down. It's like, I broke down between mile marker 419 and 421. So you're and then the guy can't stop laughing because he's high. You're in Colorado, so you're fucked. Nobody's
oh,
going to pick you up.
Yes, because that's over
2 days.
Everybody's
going to forget about you.
Well, it is legal there now.
It is true. Which I didn't realize just actually started on January 1st.
Yeah.
Like it was.
Yeah,
passed.
No, I thought it was been for longest.
But apparently, it just started in January 1st.
Yeah, federally, it's still illegal to
sell
or smoke pot.
Yeah, it's interesting how that works, but
not in Colorado.
No, in Colorado, like federally, if
I don't know how that would work.
Good. Okay, that went nowhere because I stopped talking. Federally, like state-wise, governmentally.
Basically, the FBI can't arrest you still, even if you're in Colorado,
correct,
for either growing weed, selling weed, or having weed.
Well, that's dumb as shit.
Yeah, but I don't think the FBI is going to do
that. Once the majority of the states have legalized medical or recreational marijuana, the FBI can't do anything about it because it's majority.
Guys, I would just like to say
that probably was
Joey gave up on that. He dropped it. He's like, fuck it, it's gone.
Yeah, I dropped my cap to my Mountain Dew and it just rolled away.
I would just like to say that we are absolutely horrible about staying on topic.
No, yeah, no, we're bounced around.
Yeah, we're going on what they call tangents, and we have lots of tangents.
But we like the tangents.
Yeah, yeah, but I feel there has not been much downtime in between conversations.
No, that's true. My burps are the only pausing downfall in dialogue. Of
negative.
Sorry, I'll stop burping.
That's all right. It's understandable.
You're understandable.
But I'd say overall, this is going pretty well for our first podcast.
I like this. This is fun.
It's enjoyable. We can always catch up with each other and talk about things every week. It's going to be great.
Because we don't do, you know.
Speaking of catching up, have you talked to your future job yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. How's your job search going, Ben?
I have a job. Let's not make it sound like I'm jobless, first of all.
You're jobless. Let's make it point.
No, he does have a job.
He's a cheerleading coach.
I'm a tumbling director.
Make shit.
He is a tumbling director. And that I do is make a fact. It says it on the website that I make.
There's a blank screen right there.
Don't worry about the blank screen.
Well, but, I can't. Okay, there we go.
But I am a mechanic by trade, and I'm trying to get back into the field. But it's going well. I'm constantly in contact with the manager at the store that I'm...
Yeah, we probably shouldn't say the company.
Hopefully going to be working at.
That's why I didn't say it.
Yeah.
That's why I said the job you're trying to get.
Yeah, just because...
But they've been having problems in Joey. You might be able to fucking hook them up with this because their website is fucking up sending applications in. Like,
that's funny.
I've been talking to this guy for a week.
No, is it corporately owned or is it like a local manager?
No, it's corporate.
Server?
It's corporate.
So there's a corporate application server problem.
It's a small corporation. It's only, I think it's only in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
tires.
They make tires. It's a certain company that makes tires.
They sell them.
Sell tires.
They don't make them.
They don't make tires.
But the company that they bought it from makes tires.
Gotcha. So, well, really, you mean the company that they buy tires from makes tires?
Yes.
Yes.
That's funny because I...
You're funny.
...buy Mountain Dew from a company...
That sells Mountain Dew.
Sells Mountain Dew. And guess where they buy it from? They buy it from a company that makes Mountain Dew.
Is it Mountain Dew?
Yes.
Oh.
Actually, I want to say Pepsi. Hold on. Let me look at my Mountain Dew bottle here.
That does not say.
Are we getting plugged for Mountain Dew?
No, we are not.
No, but Mountain Dew, if you would like to. We don't even want money. We just want free Mountain Dew. If you could...
Bro.
Send us a case.
For real.
And you actually, while we're at it, if I could also put in a request for Ferrari. If you just...
if you got cars you want to get...
I'm not asking for any money or anything... But I will drive that Ferrari around all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So people can see those Ferraris. So if you want to, you know, get in on that,
hook it up.
Send us an email. Mail at awesomewarestudios.com. Just, yeah, right there.
But yeah, they, back to the job search thing.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, no one really cares.
You asked the question. Okay. How are you going to say
well,
nobody cares?
I was just wondering. You went off into a whole, like, detailed description of how your job
Well, that's generally what you do when
going.
You start conversations. You give details.
Yeah, that's how conversations work.
Details.
Details.
God, that's horrible.
Speaking of jobs, you're welcome for the wings.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the store brought us 25 wings from the Dubliner. Yeah.
And they were delicious.
They were, but we only ate, like, 19 of them between the three of us, which
yeah,
is
no,
kind of...
I was like, well, maybe, like, one person would eat 10 wings, because I could eat 10 wings. And I was
well,
like,
at least you thought
people,
you could.
Like, three people, I'd be 30 wings. And I was like, you know what? I'll just make 25 because I don't give a shit about these people.
That's exactly.
So about 25. We still didn't even finish.
Right. No, 15 that was I mean, normally I eat 15 wings by myself when I go out. And
right.
Here we are, eat 25 between the three of us. That never happens.
Yeah, that's
horrible.
And we didn't finish them. That was awful.
Yeah. So that's a thing.
That is a thing.
That is a thing that happened.
What other things do we talk about? I go to college. I'm a college student. I believe I'm the only one here that's a college student.
You are.
I was until last semester.
But I am also significantly younger than everybody else.
Sacked.
Sai is 25. Ben is 24. And I'm 19. So fuck you guys.
Well, good for you going to college and stuff.
Yeah, I hate it so much on so many levels.
Is
How
it?
Long until you're done?
Way too long.
You suck.
Is it not the biggest waste of money ever?
So far, yeah. Because I'm going for programming, but I've been programming for like 6 or 7 years.
So you know everything that they're talking about.
Yeah, so far I know everything they're talking about. My teacher is like 95 years old, and I'm
pretty sure... So he knows everything.
No, he doesn't.
He created DOS. No.
He is older than computers.
He's older Holy shit, that would be right.
Yeah, he is older than computers, and apparently does not know computers exist. Because, like, we're writing programs, he's teaching us code on the fucking whiteboard. He is writing his program on the whiteboard.
Yeah, didn't you tell me, like, you had to write it out on paper?
Yeah, that was my previous class, and that teacher was only, like, 40-something. So she's not that old. She was Asian. That makes sense. No, not that we hate Asians or anything, but, you know.
No, I do.
But, no.
I don't. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to be funny.
And we had to handwrite our programming. It's like, you will never in your life be in a situation where you, A, can't look up help with your code, and B, have to fucking handwrite it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The only thing I actually had to handwrite, I took one computer class, and it was HTML. I took HTML in high school, and that's the only computer class I actually wrote.
You had
a notebook.
You had to handwrite?
Yes.
That's fucking terrible.
It was very terrible.
I don't get it. These lessons are so out of touch with reality. Doesn't make sense.
I know, it doesn't.
Yeah, I remember that class because I took like the first 2 weeks of it, and the second I found out that I had to start writing,
right.
I transferred into an additional automotive class.
But it's funny, now that I'm in college, I mean, what's funny is the only class I have to write in is my programming class. Everything else except type documents, my handwriting has gone to complete shit now. Like, I mean, it was bad before, but now it's just awful.
Yeah, everything is down on computers now.
Right, I don't use my hands to write letters. That's absurd.
What? Pastime.
I found that out as a mechanic that they give you a work order to write on, but really all you have to do is check things off.
Right.
And you only have to write things if they're
So your check marks are fucking on point.
My check marks are amazing.
It's your handwriting.
Well, the thing is that the company I worked for before, I worked at a dealership, and by the way, let me say this. Fuck everyone, because the second I say that I work at a dealership, they're like, oh, so you sell cars? It's like, no, asshole, that's not the only thing that happens at a dealership.
Why are they assholes? Because they think that.
Because it's like everyone fucking assumes it, and they're like...
Good question. You're like, fuck Ben. Fuck Ben for assuming that we're assholes, all right?
No, it's like... That's not a big deal. Before I can even say what I do, I was like, oh, I work for a certain car manufacturer. And they're like, oh, so you sell cars? It's like, no. Then the next thing that comes out of their mouth... Hold on. The next thing that comes out of their mouth... is
diarrhea.
Basically, can you give me a good deal on a car? You sell cars, right? No.
So that's just okay. I guess I can understand that frustration a little bit.
But
really what you should do is you should tell them that you make cars. Like, you design cars, you design the engine. That's what you should tell them.
I started telling like the kids that I used to coach at my old gym, the ones that were like 16, 17, just getting their first car, they're like, oh, can you give me a good deal on a car? I was like, no, I don't sell them. I design them. I make them. I'm part of the design team. They're like, oh, really? I was like, you're an idiot. 23 years
old. I would not be working at this gym if that's right. What I did.
I would be spending a lot more time at work.
My kids would be at this gym if that's what I was doing.
But Ben doesn't have kids.
I'm never having kids.
Ben will have kids. He just doesn't know it yet.
No, I thought I wanted to have kids.
He probably already has kids. He just doesn't know it yet.
Don't listen to them. I am not a whore.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, guys. You're making me look great.
You're welcome.
But no, a few years ago, I thought I wanted to be a dad. And then Sai had a daughter, and it turns out that I really just wanted to be an uncle.
It's true.
Because every time she starts crying, I have the liberty to hand her back.
I guess that is a nice liberty to have. No, I definitely want kids, for sure.
I've never changed a diaper.
Me neither.
Nor do I ever fucking plan on it.
I'm a little freaked out about
the next
changing.
Girl you knock up is gonna hate you.
The next girl that you that's the same you say the as the first one.
You say the next as if though.
The first girl you knock up is gonna hate you.
Unless he's like married.
He's gonna be like, I'm not ever changing her diaper. She's like, alright, well, we're getting divorced and I'm getting an abortion. Fuck you.
Fuck this, I'm getting a castration. I'm not using it.
Just adopt a kid that's already like four and knows how to fucking shit and piss in a toilet.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Shut up, guys. You guys are awful people. Have a kid and raise it. Fuck, man.
No,
I'm gonna have a kid and raise it, but Ben, who doesn't want to have a kid and raise it, he should adopt a kid.
Or never have one, because
then again, shit.
There we go.
He could adopt like a 17-year-old. Only has to take care
for 1 year.
For a 1 year or less.
But that's like the most expensive year.
Yeah, like, she's gonna be like,
buy me a car.
Buy me a car.
I hate you. Buy me a car. Give me your credit card. What?
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be like.
I couldn't do that either. See, like, I've thought, ever since I started coaching, I've thought about every stage of being a parent, since I've had to deal with every age group, and it's just like, nope, don't want to deal with it, Fuck that. Fuck that.
See, I'm totally okay with all that stuff.
I'm sorry. That was a constructive sentence in my head. I'm all right with the stages I'm going through right now. It's just like I see 14-year-olds and I'm just like, yeah, I'll probably kill myself before it gets to that age. You know, just off myself completely.
That's depressing.
That's right. I just don't want to deal with it. I just, like, I get older and she
just
brings
the first production guy home.
When she brings the first guy home, he's going to shit himself before he even steps in the house. Like, I'll answer the door with a machete and a shotgun. He's going to be like, oh, I'm going home.
There's actually a girl at
prom, nigga. You got to take my dog.
Can we say the N word on the podcast? Yeah, no. There you go.
I said macaroni and cheese.
You're a disembodied voice. No one knows what you are.
Just edit that out and act like we didn't say it.
I mean, we could tag it as explicit. I mean, it's going to be tagged in anyway. Are we going to offend people? We'll probably
Yeah, if I'm ever in a video, you should just tag it as explicit ever.
There we go. No, but there's actually a girl at the gym who, I guess, had a boy come over to her house. And the dad was cleaning his shotgun because he had just got hunting. So he answers the door with a shotgun.
Good. That's the way to answer.
Perfect.
Pretty great.
Yeah, no. No kids for Ben.
Yeah. No kids for...
No, keep my kid.
Well, that's good.
I guess I'll keep it. It's all right. No, she's... And once you have a kid, it changes your life forever. Like, you grow up so fast, and you don't even know it. Like, I had a kid, and I still wanted to party, but the partying phase has slowed down so much, and it was just like, you become more of an adult. It's hard to explain.
And that's the thing I want to avoid at all costs.
I never want to be an adult. I want to be 18 and not be into clubs for the rest of my life.
No. I'm good with where I'm at. Like, I enjoy the responsibilities I have. I like paying for a car. Not really. I hate fucking paying for my car, but I like having a new car.
Ben, newsflash. You still have to pay for that shit after you have a kid. All right? So it just makes it worse.
Right. So, exactly. Like,
I think that's his argument.
Okay. All right.
I don't
want to I thought his argument was like, I like to pay for cars. I like to pay bills. If I have a kid, none of that will happen.
No, like,
and I won't have to do that.
Wait. So you're telling me if I have a kid, I don't have to pay any of that?
No.
Incorrect.
No,
well, the government. No, but... I'm comfortable with the responsibilities I have. Like, I don't want more right now. Like, once I get a house, once I have a car, I'll be fine. And then maybe I'll have a kid.
Speaking of houses, when are we getting our house?
Soon.
It's very soon, because when I get my tax returns, I've already got my W-2s from the dub.
Theirs?
Not from the dub.
Okay.
I just have to get my W-2 from the other two jobs that I've had. One job that I've had. My other job was for a day. Took pictures of cars.
Oh, I remember that. So
did you actually like get paid and accept?
No, I got a written check because they were like, "We ain't fucking taking taxes out of your ass." I was like, "Thanks."
I thought they gave you a camera for that, or did they take the camera?
No,
back?
They gave you a camera.
So you still have the camera?
No, they took it back. They never actually gave it to me because they knew I was going to quit. They were like, "Yeah, we're going to hold on to this until you come back tomorrow." I was like, "That's a good idea." So I'm not coming back tomorrow.
And that was Sai's first job. Not really. That was like.
Oh, that was my first job.
Of the year.
Of the year. Of that year.
Yeah, because now it's 2014. Yeah,
I had that job, and then I worked at another small cafe inside of a corporate building for a good 3 or 4 months. And
well, you did do that.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on that one.
I feel like this is a very educational podcast about ourselves, or sharing through
the internet. Yeah,
we were planning on kids and a job.
I'm a cook. Yeah. I'm a dad and a cook, and so... You're learning about me being a cook in different places.
We're learning about each other.
We are. I probably sound like a raging, inconsiderate douche monster.
You are.
Yeah. You are a raging, inconsiderate douche monster.
That's a perfect example of who you are.
So they are learning about you. That's the important part.
God, you guys are making me look like the biggest asshole.
You are. Yeah. We're not doing really anything. You're making it look like it yourself. But.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, what's it called? Self-fulfilling prophecy?
Uh-huh. See? I give up. Fuck it.
Ben's angry.
I'm not angry. I don't want to incriminate myself anymore.
All right. Well, seeing as my girlfriend will probably never listen to this post, or she'll listen to it
long
weeks
after.
Or long after this is going to happen. So Sunday.
Fuck.
This is actually tomorrow. We're going to the beach and we're digging this big like bench hole, and in the middle we're digging.
I saw that picture.
You saw the picture.
Yeah.
D-Day posted that picture and was like, "Hey, I want to build this." And we're like, I'm like, down. And then he texts me today.
So anyway, and by the way, this is a giant circle.
It's a giant circle. It looks like a bench.
Made of sand.
Made of sand. It looks like a bench. Dug out bench made of sand. And then the middle, there's a... I don't know how to... It looks like a donut.
Yeah.
Looks like a donut got slammed into the ground. And then somebody put like a little bench where the outside of the donut would be. The middle of the donut is still there. And then you put a fucking bonfire in that middle donut.
So it's a fire pit.
Yeah, but it's a fire pit made out of sand on the beach.
It's reversed. It's reversed. Let's just put it like that. If you were to make a fire pit.
We'll post a picture in the link dump.
We'll do that. Yeah.
If I get around to making a link dump, because on the first podcast, totally did not do that.
You did not do that.
Well, that's good because it was in your car and you recorded on a phone.
No, we actually, I think the one we published was in a bedroom.
I was going to say, I think you're right. We recorded like 6 or 7 in cars, but those all got deleted.
Good.
And I think the one we did publish was in my room at my mom's house.
They have oil.
We never published that one, so nobody gets that joke.
Thank God.
And one of the podcasts, we were talking about something with Afghanistan or Iraq or something. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And Ben's ex-girlfriend was in the car. Or now ex-girlfriend was in the car.
Yeah.
She was his girlfriend.
Thank God.
And just out of nowhere, she goes... Because she's been silent this whole conversation.
And hold on. It had been 10 minutes since we passed that topic.
Yeah. And she goes,
"They have oil."
We're talking about Pakistan or wherever.
Iraq
like,
or whatever, yeah. And
yes,
we're just like...
Yes, they have one. You are correct. Now that we're talking about Pokemon.
Excellent.
I'm glad we breached that part of the conversation.
That's true.
Yeah.
She was an idiot.
You
she
say
could
what?
Totally not be her kid. Whoa. Think about what you just said. All right, if you're not... You have no idea what we're talking about anyway, so it doesn't matter. My daughter looks exactly like me and almost nothing like my
her mother.
However, we do know for a fact that she came out of the mother's vagina. That
right.
That is guaranteed. There's
obviously
no mystery in that.
That is indisputable proof.
And so these two, Joey and Ben, were talking about how the kid is mine and how it could not be not mine. How it definitely, it looks like me. That's fucking my kid. And Ben's ex, being the dumb one that she is, she was like, "Oh my God, it could totally not be Jordan's kid." And Ben was like, "Wait, stop.
Psych, yes, and names.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck it, whatever. You do whatever. That's your personal life."
You'll use that instead of names, all right? And so she was like, "Oh my God, it could totally not be her kid." Ben was like, "Just think about what you said right there."
For 1 minute, just 1 minute.
1 minute, and then come back into the conversation when you're ready to apologize about being an idiot.
I didn't say that.
Yeah,
at all.
No, you didn't.
But you should have said that.
Said.
That would have been the right thing
to
say.
I hate her.
I just.
She's not that bad.
She's really not.
She's a little slow.
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
I was just like, "I want you to stop and think about what you just said." And that's all I said. I didn't call her an idiot or anything.
I would call her an idiot.
You would have.
You would have. Yeah. But you would say that to your current girlfriend, too. So, I mean,
no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
She
yeah.
would punch me in the throat.
Would she? I've met your new girlfriend once, but
yeah,
again, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys for not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you guys too.
Please continue listening.
Yeah, pretty please. We love you. We're at the hour mark here.
Are we?
Yeah.
Not
holy
even close.
Shit.
We have like 20 minutes before we hit the hour mark.
No, man.
Nope. That is 1 hour right there.
Where?
On the bottom there.
Oh, we already hit an hour.
That's what I'm saying. We're at the 1 hour mark.
We started at 3:20?
I guess so. Yeah,
it's not 4:20.
No, it's 4:21.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
we missed 4:20 in the morning. Whatever. It's all right. Tomorrow. Not really. That's a joke.
What's funny is in 30 minutes, I'd be waking up to go to work.
Do you have work?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wait a second.
When I worked at the dealership, I had to wake up at 5 o'clock to be at work by 7 because I lived an hour away from the dealership.
That was stupid, which is why you lived.
You know what's cool is as a programmer, I get to work my own hours.
At your own house.
Sorry, that's my bottle cap.
I know. I was getting it for you.
That's okay. Yeah, so anyway, I get to work my own hours at my own house. It's fantastic. I can wake up whenever I want. I can go to sleep whenever I want.
Zero accountability.
I just have to finish the work, which I'm really good at.
I'm not.
And you can say you worked as long as you want.
Pretty much.
I worked 7 days on this project.
Dude, that's an hour project.
Dude, I worked 7 days.
I gave you the project 2 days ago. How have you worked 7 days on that?
Because I'm not done with it.
I see
five more days.
This is a prototype.
That on January 3rd, you say you worked 32 hours. Can you break that down for me? Where that fit into your daily schedule?
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Yeah. Speaking of Doctor Who, great fucking show.
Oh.
You watch Doctor Who?
I can't wait Until April. April is when it comes out again, right?
No, September.
August, oh, don't spoil anything. I'm only halfway through season 7, so don't...
He hasn't watched...
Plus, we don't want to spoil anything for podcast listeners who haven't seen it yet.
Whatever.
If you haven't caught up, you're slacking like Joey, and that's not acceptable.
Seasons 1 through 6 are available on Netflix, and season 7 up to episode 7 is available on Hulu Plus, so...
Speaking of Netflix, Bo Burnham. Have you ever fucking watched Bo Burnham?
Yeah.
Is he on Netflix? God.
Yes. No, he's on Netflix.
Oh, I didn't realize he was on Netflix. I knew he was on YouTube, but...
Two or three of his stand-ups are on Netflix. I think it's just two of them. But his most recent one called What? I've watched it at least four or five times. It's the most funniest thing.
And his stand-up is like a musical stand-up?
Yes.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. No, it's great.
I was watching that right before you got in.
No, I watched a little bit of it with you when I got here.
Yeah, I made my girlfriend right now watch it, and...
Yeah, but I noticed when I was watching Netflix the other day, it said available in Super HD as opposed to HD.
I don't know there was a Super HD.
Neither did I. Apparently, it's not a real thing. I think it's the difference between 720p and 1080p.
Okay.
Which
is 1080p apparently Super HD now?
I think so. Yeah. I believe that's what Super HD is, which reminds me of what is now called Ultra HD.
Oh, I didn't know there was an Ultra HD.
Yeah, well, that's the new thing. They call them 4K TVs, which is a load of horseshit. All right, because basically how it works right now is our computer monitors and TVs are usually like 1920 pixels
right.
by 1080.
Right.
And so they call that a 1K display because 1080 is 1,000 pixels vertically.
Uh-huh.
And now they've recently come out with these 4K Ultra HD TVs. And so 4K should mean... It's whatever 1080 times 4 is. So that's 2160... 4,320 pixels tall.
Right.
Because that's what the 1080 is. It's the height.
I was completely off of the 7.
But that's all right. So that's what a 4K TV is, or should be.
Mm-hmm.
But what they actually did is they took the 1900 of the how wide it is, and they doubled that. And it's 3800, which is almost 4,000. That's what they're calling 4K TVs.
That's stupid.
So really, it's a 2K TV that they're advertising as 4K because... Somebody's like, well, wait, if we measure it wide, we could totally fuck everybody out of their money.
And call it a 4K
TV.
They're assholes.
Which is really annoying because movie theaters have these like 4K displays now. They're like Sony 4K. And that actually follows the right, it's 4,000 pixels high as opposed to wide. So it's like 8,000 pixels wide, I think, is how the math would work out there. So it's a load of horseshit that are taking these TVs. And yeah, it's really only 2K instead of 4K.
Oh.
So fuck them. I'm going to blame Samsung because they're the only TVs I've seen so far. So fuck you, Samsung.
They had something at CES.
Oh, yeah.
Backlashing to CES. They said that the TV that they just made that... who's the famous director that was...
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay was supposed to be advertising it. And
well, let's talk about the TV first. The TV they're advertising is a curved TV. Because, you know, what I was thinking of... You know what I'd really like in my nice 60-inch TV? If it could curve a little bit inward like a bowl, that'd be great.
Right.
Nobody said nobody ever.
Right, but...
True.
One of the things I read about, they're like, oh, it's plasma quality. Why not just buy a fucking plasma TV?
Who the fuck wants plasma TV? Nobody buys plasma TVs anymore. It's either LCD or LED. Right. And LED is the place to go.
So why would want a plasma TV?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
You guys are my friends, because I don't give a shit about any of that. If it's a cheap TV, I buy it. So
well, it's not going to be TV. It's this curved bullshit.
Yeah.
And they say it's to reduce glare, because as if the curved surfaces don't ever glare.
Yeah, no. Say,
like the windshield on your car.
Right. Your couch is right in front of your TV, and... No, I'm sorry. Your couch is right in front of your window, and your TV is facing you. You're going to get that glare from right behind you, even if it's a fucking curve.
It'll be a curve glare
all around the curve, and you're going
to
be shit
up. But what I heard about the whole purpose of curved displays is so that you could wrap it around the edges of the TV so that you could get rid of the bezel around the outside. Does that make sense?
No.
The bezel is the like black border around the TV that's like the plastic.
Uh-huh.
So if you have the curved display, you can curve it around and then put the bezel on the sides of the TV. So it looks like the screen covers up the entire... front of the screen. That's what I heard. But now they're saying, oh, well, it reduces glare. No,
I don't think
that's not how science works. No. At least I think. I'm probably talking out of my ass here, but that's okay. That's beside the point.
As a non-scientist, that's not how it works.
As someone that does not have a degree.
Yeah, but anyway, apparently during Michael Bay's presentation,
he choked.
No, I don't think he choked. Apparently the teleprompter, got off sync, and so he didn't know what to talk about and what to say, and he was like, well... And then he just walked off the stage.
That would be not like physically choked, but he didn't know what to do. And
he was like, "Well, this is not what I'm saying. This doesn't make sense with what I'm talking about." Yep, I'm gonna walk off.
That would so be me
later, guys.
Even if the prompter started working again, I would have been like, "All right, see you guys later, Emma. Good talk.
This is the Curve TV. I'll have someone else talk about it."
Yeah. So he made a blog post about it, apologizing, saying it's a great product, but.
Live performance isn't his thing or something like
that. Yeah. And then he walked off the stage. But, you know, good for him. That's how I would handle it. That's the proper way to handle it.
Exactly.
Unless you know about the TV, but he probably didn't.
Also, Samsung, Korean company. Didn't know that.
Yes, they are a Korean company.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Doesn't
make sense at all.
But all right, if that makes you feel better.
As a mechanic, I'm used to Korean cars being really, really bad quality. And Samsung products are really good. Like, my phone's awesome.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting the next Galaxy S5. Because I have the Nexus 4 right now, which is kind of an okay phone, but it's kind of shitty and outdated. So I'm probably going to get a Galaxy S5 next. I've decided.
The S4
when it comes out, it's not out yet.
What?
I want to do a Let's Play right now.
Right now? It's 4:15 in the morning, and I don't have my computer set up.
I don't have any of my controllers with me.
I have two controllers, so we could at least do that.
So we can do a Let's Play.
No, that's not where I was going with that. No, fuck you.
Leading me on for a second.
Yeah, anyways, but,
tease you.
So have you guys ever been to the Cine Bistro movie theater?
Segways are weird.
Yeah, segways are weird.
Segways are weird.
Segways are weird because I always think of the segway that you ride on. But that's not what a segway is.
No. Podcast. Segways are awesome.
Yeah, but...
I can't ride one to save my life, but...
I've never actually tried, so...
I would probably fall off and hurt myself.
Would you? Isn't that the whole purpose of a segway, so that you can't fall off and hurt yourself?
What's a segway?
It's the little thing with the two wheels and then the handle... Ah, fuck it.
I was definitely thinking of something that, like, a ski lift. That's what I was thinking of.
You confused the segment with a ski lift. Yeah. All right, got it.
Whatever. Fuck you guys.
I was saying, have you guys ever been to the Cine Bistro ever?
No, I actually haven't. No, I think we went once with Mom.
No.
The place that...
That was not Cine Bistro. That was a place kind of like it, but on a much shittier scale.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
shit. Well, there's different Cine Bistros. Like, there's one up in Wesley Chapel that's a normal movie theater, but if... There's like a section upstairs, which is the Cine Bistro.
It's like a balcony?
Yeah, it's like a balcony. You have nicer chairs, and you can order drinks and food.
Oh.
In the movie. Well, not like during the movie, but you order it before, and then you can eat it during the movie. But it's real food. It's not like popcorn. It's like cheeseburgers and really good guacamole.
It's like the place we went to. It was like...
Yeah. But there's a Cine Bistro in Hyde Park, which the whole movie theater is that nice, really crisp 4K TVs. Or not TVs, but displays. Yeah, 4K. It's 4K projector. And you can notice the difference. It's really... exceptionally clear.
Does it look like there's a person in front of me acting out the movie?
Sure. If that makes you feel better.
It will make me feel better if you say so.
And then every chair is like a Lazy Boy. Without
nice.
The footrest. But it's a real nice big chair. Each chair has its own armrest on both sides, so you're not sharing with the person next to you.
That is
so. What,
and it's got a little spin-out table that comes out, and you can order your food before.
Perfect. That's a perfect place to have sex.
No.
No, it's a perfect place. Like, you just, if you get tired of having sex in the chair.
No, because they're very strict about talking. They're really strict about talking and texting in that movie.
Yeah,
or in that movie theater.
Man.
But it's expensive. Movie tickets are like $20 each.
Oh, never mind.
And the food's not cheap either.
Sex.
But we're not having sex in the movie theater.
You can't even pay a hooker to have sex for $20.
You have a girlfriend. You wouldn't need to.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't pay her $20.
Excellent.
If you ever hear this, baby, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to kill dead air.
Finally, I don't look like the asshole.
Yeah. No. You just both look like the asshole. And I look like the sarcastic asshole.
So great. We're so all assholes.
We're a bunch of assholes. You know, which reminds me of a fun fact I read.
If you look at an asshole through a fishbowl, it looks like a really big asshole.
Well, thanks for that.
Just saying. Go ahead. Continue with your story, Joey.
Apparently, when we're born or when we're conceived, the first thing we grow is our asshole. That's like the first thing that develops that's significant. So that means at one point in our lives, we were all just assholes.
And at one point in our lives, we're all shitting before we're actually eating.
Yes, because umbilical cords and shit. We probably
because umbilical cords and shit.
We probably sound like the most uneducated people.
We're the retarded motherfuckers.
When two people kiss, it's really just one big one big tube with assholes on either end.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, it is. When two people are kissing, you just create a really long tube with assholes at both ends.
Oh yeah, no, that makes like the human centipede.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like
but
the human centipede.
Really,
but
not really.
I wish I never said that.
Did you know
that? I can think about it as a human centipede.
Did you know that 2 out of 3 people in a human centipede are full of shit?
That was disgusting. All right, we need to quickly divert off of this
good
topic.
Good for you for being an idiot. I didn't have to go there this time.
Speaking of terrible puns.
You know what I never got to do?
Oh, what?
I never got to fucking finish my idea I said about taking my ex-girlfriend, or not my fuck me, taking my girlfriend somewhere. I want to take her somewhere romantic.
Right. Right.
And
I don't know where this is going right now.
Bullshit.
Since she's not going to hear this for a while, I was thinking, hey, why not talk to you guys about this? All right. So what I was thinking was for a romantic date, was to take her out for a ride. We go somewhere where there's not a lot of trees, where we can just lay out. She has a hatchback.
I know the perfect place.
Wow. Didn't even get to finish my fucking story. All right. That's the chapel. Keep that in mind. We pop her hatchback out and we lay her back seats down and we can lay all the way back. So it's like a fucking a bed almost. And right. We can lay in the back, pop the hatchback up and just look at the stars.
That would be very romantic.
Right? Okay.
And how much of that time would you actually spend looking at the stars?
Probably about 4 seconds. So she comes on my cock.
Wow. way to keep the clues subtle there. Real subtlety.
Hey, chivalry is never dead.
Apparently it is.
It is. It's
very dead. I was about to say, in what sense of that is chivalry?
I take my romanticism very highly.
Uh-huh.
I have to use a dictionary to see if romanticism is a word.
It's not. I just made it up. What happened?
I'm playing with my
stop
on my
doing
sweatpants.
That
because you can probably hear it on the mic, so you should tuck it into your pants. Tuck it in your pants so you're not tempted.
Wrap it around your penis.
Okay.
This is gonna be weird. Awkward silence.
It's amazing. If we could get through one podcast without talking about dicks, I would be super impressed.
It's not gonna happen
ever.
Yeah, probably ever. Not.
I will start off every podcast with dick. Penis.
Just so the time the dick is.
It was funny because last night when we were brainstorming about what we're going to talk about on the podcast, we're like, dicks. Lots of dicks. But we have to have a good dick to penis ratio.
Yes.
And then we have to throw a few cocks in there.
And I think we've accomplished that. We've had a good dick to penis ratio and threw some cocks in there.
This has really gotten gay and out of
time. Yeah, it would be better if there was a girl on the podcast. We did it.
So as the only one
with, here.
As the only one with a girlfriend, you should probably bring Melissa.
I will.
Fucking names.
We'll just put over it.
I don't want to have to edit this. At this point, if it wasn't for Cy saying names, there's no editing I have to do in this podcast.
I didn't say any names.
You just said them in.
I said a name. Ooh. That was me.
So
I just shit his pants. Great. Excellent.
Oh, you're going to do editing whether you like it or not.
No, fuck it. This is all going online.
This is
all
going
so
in there.
Natural.
This is
going
to be known as the first podcast. Wait, you mean the one where they talked about dicks and shitting the whole time? Yep, that one.
That's the first.
And all the name drops? Absolutely.
Yes, very much so.
Once again, we'll learn.
Well, I'm going to say her name, Melissa. She's going to be here for some of the podcasts. She's an absolute nerd, too.
Good. We need nerds and girls.
Yeah, she's a girl.
And me and Ben need girlfriends, so we can bring them in, too. We can.
Right.
Does she have any hot friends?
Sister,
maybe.
She just moved back.
Maybe mom.
Her sister's, I think, 14.
No.
Way too young for any of us.
All right, well, that'll be all. All right.
It's funny, because, like, I'll coach kids that are, like...
That's not that funny.
12 years old. Well,
not a good story. Not a good story. Don't go there.
Fuck you guys. It's like, I coach kids that are like 12. It's like, I'm two of you put together. Like, if you were to take use yourself and add another one of you age-wise, I am your same age for two of you.
Weird.
That was a very interesting story.
I say that about every 13-year-old I meet. Like, it's not true at all. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. But it's very fascinating math.
Look at him and be like, I could be your dad.
Well,
which is also not really
true. This conversation is going weird real quick. We're like on a very careful border here.
I don't know. I feel like it's weird because I remember where I was at 12 years old, and then it's like, holy shit, I'm old.
Right? Yeah, I feel old. I felt old since I was 17.
Shut the fuck up.
But so anyway, flashlights, very useful tools when putting together a desk.
Segways are weird.
Yeah. And that's the third time I've seen
it. Did you guys build that desk?
Not that desk, the one in my room.
No, we didn't have to take that one apart.
Whose desk is that?
It used to be on top of my desk. Yeah. We'll post a picture of the desk too.
I like this one. Can I have it?
It's not a desk. Yeah. It's supposed to go on top of the desk with drawers and Ben's sleeping bags in there. So
cool. Can I have it?
That was funny.
Actually, you can't have it because my dad wants to throw it out.
All right, cool.
All right, but again, this has become completely irrelevant. I have a nice cabinet thing that we're going to throw out that Si wants, so Si's going to have it now.
So it's not being thrown out anymore.
But you can't use it as a desk. There's no way you can sit at that comfortably.
No.
No, I'll use it as a bed or a headboard.
Or you can put your TV on.
Or a headboard. I can keep my condoms in there and my plates.
You will never, ever in the entire history of your life need that many condoms.
Really? I beg to differ.
Thank you for sticking up for me.
But no, you can totally put your TV on top of that, but let's get to something more relevant to audio-based podcast.
Okay. Let's talk about dicks.
Yeah, because everybody's familiar with dicks. There's no confusion about
gaming. DCUO.
We already talked about that.
No, we're going to talk about it again.
How about Skyrim Online?
Okay.
Are you guys interested in that at all?
Yes.
It's not Skyrim Online, by the way.
You're right. I'm sorry. It's Elder Scrolls Online.
I heard about that like a year ago, and it hasn't come out yet still.
414.
Oh, do we have a date?
It's in April of 2014, so
okay.
3 more months.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not particularly interested. I'm not a big MMO person.
Really?
Well, because I have this fear that if I start an MMO, I'm just going to play it all the fucking time, and I'm never going to do anything else.
That's the whole point of an MMO,
but I don't want to
suck your life into it so you know they're happening.
Right, so why would I start that? That would be like intentionally smoking cigarettes so I can get addicted. That would be a dumb idea.
Intentionally smoking crack cocaine.
That's
so you can be addicted for the rest of your life.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or starting meth. Not because I want to try meth, but because I want to get addicted to meth. It's just, it's a bad idea. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, so off the drug topic, it's kind of funny how you mention that. You're like, oh, I don't want to play an MMO because I'll get hooked. I'm the exact opposite. I want a good MMO to play.
So you get hooked?
Not so I get hooked, but just so I have something to do because I have a lot of
fun. Listen, I have 260 games in my Steam library that I have not played. I got plenty of games to play when I'm bored.
Right. Like I said, I spent a lot of money on the Steam sales, but
So you spent a lot of money on the Steam sales, and now you want to subscribe to one MMO to play and not play those other games.
Well, some of them are free to play, and those ones generally suck major dick.
I don't know. I think there's a couple free to play out there. Is it DC Universe?
DC Universe. Major dick. There's DC Blue Universe. DC Universe is free to play, and I like that one, and I play it, but like, World of Warcraft is the biggest MMO of all time.
Uh-huh.
I can't get into it. I played 5 minutes of it, and I'm like, all right, this is shit.
You're an idiot.
Man, you put some real time into trying to get into that. A whole five minutes?
I put
a whole 5 days, and I was like, I can't stop. And my computer just fried its hard drive. I was like, that's a sign. I need to stop playing this
Legitimately, I put about 5 hours in. I say 5 minutes because I say 5 minutes for everything.
You probably put 5 minutes.
No,
you weren't that addicted, you probably put 5 minutes in it.
Because, again, it's like meth.
He probably got his character done and was like, fuck this game.
it takes about five minutes.
No, seriously.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter how many times you do meth. The first time, you're addicted. Same deal with World of Warcraft. You do it once for like a full day, it's it, you're done.
I spent a good few hours in the game.
Well, to be fair, the first 5 levels, I would say the first 15 levels are the same of any game, for like Skyrim, like fucking
you're just grinding to get the cool stuff.
Like anything, well, not Dragonborn, it's the same fucking game as Skyrim.
But I hate
Elder Scrolls game, the first 15 levels, even DCUO, the first 15 levels are quests. Once you get past that, it becomes better shit. Like, you can do fucking dungeons and WoW. You can do... And, like, DCUO, you'd be able to come duos. Like, once you hit level 30, you can do duos, alerts, raids, all that shit. So, the first 15 missions, whatever you do, is fucking shit. Any game. Once you get past that, then that's when the real game starts.
But going back to DC Universe, and this is the reason I still play it, is you're immediately thrown into the action.
Right.
Like, you don't have fucking kill 5 of this thing. Kill 10 of this thing. Collect 5 of this thing. You go in and you immediately have to fight your way out of a Brainiac ship.
But it's the same exact mission every character you create.
To start. Right. But you don't have 10 fucking tutorial missions. You have one tutorial mission that you learn everything in, and then they throw you into the world. And like, of course you have your main person, be it a hero or a villain that you have to follow, their story arc. But in between those quests, you can do whatever the fuck you want. It's a very open world. And you don't have to follow the storyline. You don't have to do the...
Well, I mean, Skyrim's kind of like that, too. Although, a problem I have with the Elder Scrolls games, at least I've only played Oblivion and Skyrim, the first, like, 15 minutes of the game, is a cutscene.
It is.
And it's not a particularly interesting cutscene.
It's not.
You're a prisoner on a ship, and now you're listening to some guy rant about why he's on the boat or yeah. whatever, too.
And he was an adventurer.
And another game.
He took an arrow to the knee.
With a banana for scale. But, and another game that did that was Dishonored, which was a really good game.
I never played Dishonored.
I have it on my computer if you ever play it. It's not too long.
No, I've seen
it. But that I really enjoyed playing it. But again, it was like the first 15 minutes I was on a boat just listening to this guy talk to me about stuff I did not care about.
Can you skip it?
Nope, because you're playing. You can walk around on the boat. You can look wherever you want. Mm. But you're sitting on the boat. And like it's one of those games where you have a lot of different paths you can take. Like the first time I played through, I went through without killing a single person. But the next time I wanted to go through and kill people.
Yeah. Oh, so you got the achievement.
So it was like, I finished it, waited like 2 days, and I started it up again. I'm like, I don't want to sit through this boat. And I haven't touched the game again since, because I don't want to sit through the boat ride. So.
Shitty.
Jumping real quick to DC Universe, the topic I was on with, you don't have to follow the storyline. Like, I was playing today, and it was like, Joker was saying, oh, do this, because I play as a villain right now. And,
who doesn't?
Right?
I play as a hero usually.
Well, I think when we do our group let's play, we're all going to play as heroes.
No,
we should play as different things.
Well, no, because then we won't be on the same server.
Right.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you had to be on different servers.
Well,
we can play whatever.
Yeah, whatever. We'll figure it out.
I've never played as a hero, so if we all want to play as heroes, then you're all on
a different team as me. That'd be a new experience, because I've never played as a hero either. But, like, I was listening to Joker go on about this quest that I'm supposed to go on. I'm like, nah, I'm going to put this one on pause. I'm going to go find something else to do.
Yeah, but
you have the option.
But you can do that in Skyrim, too. I mean,
that's very true.
Well,
like, my recent playthrough, I did.
Skyrim's not an MMO, is it?
Well, no, but it's going to be an MMO, and it's probably similar.
I got
it. It's very similar. It's if you took the online aspect of DCUO and shut the fucking online aspect off, it's the same thing as Skyrim or Dragonborn or anything like that.
But, I mean, this is a typical flaw of MMOs. Skyrim is a pure RPG. It's not an MMO.
Yeah.
But the typical flaw of MMOs is these fucking 15-mission-long tutorials that fucking suck dick, and I don't ever want to fucking
know it's not an MMO. It's an RPG. But Final Fantasy has... You're like 60 levels in, and you're like just now halfway through the tutorial. It's like, what the fuck have I been doing? I've been playing this game for 6 months. I have invested over 40 hours into this game, and I'm not even out of the damn tutorial yet.
Over? I know how to hit the up button.
I mean,
it's not a tutorial.
Yeah, so. It's probably not that bad, but I heard the tutorial levels are like brutally long. Yeah.
They're not, but they don't feel like tutorial levels.
See, I've heard different opinions.
Like, every time I've played a Final Fantasy game, and granted, I'm a big fan of the older ones, and by the older ones,
Final Fantasy 13 is what I heard was real guilty of that problem.
The first, like, chapter is a tutorial, and the chapter's, like, 15 hours long.
All right, so again, I rest my case.
Granted, but you're actually doing things, and it doesn't tell you what to do unless you've never done it before. Like, you can go through the game doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, like you do in an RPG. And then, like, a new mechanic will be introduced, and then you're like, oh, that's cool. I can do this now.
For 15 hours. I don't know. Personally, that's not my idea of fun. I'm not a big RPG person, though, either. I mean, other than Skyrim, I've never really gotten into an RPG.
Me either. I've never even played Final Fantasy.
Really?
Yeah, neither. I've tried. None of the Final Fantasies, I can't get into it. Just like, yeah. I couldn't get into it. Skyrim, I'll play all day. Yeah. I beat the game, I'll play it again. I've already started playing it again.
I was going to say, I played through Skyrim twice.
Yeah, I've already started playing it again, and I was like...
I think I started to say this, I don't think I finished. The second time I played through Skyrim, didn't do the main story at all. I did the Thieves Guild, I did the Dark Brotherhood, never even touched the main storyline.
That's funny you say that, is because the first time I went through it, I went through the storyline up until the tutorial stopped, until you learn how to do everything. And then I started doing all the side quests, as much as I could, and then I would play another mission of the main quest. I would do all the side quests, and I would go back to the main quest. So my guy is like level 7 million, which isn't ever possible to get to. He's ridiculous because I went through all the side missions before starting the next part of the story.
And it's funny because we're talking about Skyrim like it wasn't Game of the fucking Century. That game...
I don't know about Game of the Century. That's kind of a drastic...
That's an overstatement, yeah.
That game changed the way a lot of people view games like that.
That wasn't me. That was the couch. And I know the microphone picked that up.
But Skyrim introduced, the Elder Scrolls series introduced a lot of things like that, like non-linear stories. I don't know if they introduced it, but they definitely made it fucking popular as fuck.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where you're going with the story.
Oh, I'm just saying, because I like non-linear things. Like,
oh, on non-linear means.
Like in Halo, there is no other option. You have one storyline, and you're going to do exactly that storyline.
Okay, that is a non-linear means.
But Skyrim, you can go and do whatever the fuck you want, and, well, you can't really change the ending, but it's kind of non-linear. And then another example would be like Mass Effect, where you have different choices that will take you down different paths, and that would be a non-linear
game. I do like Mass Effect.
But I've tried to get into it like three times.
Can't
get into it.
I like it a lot.
Although I've heard like Mass Effect 2 is a lot better than Mass Effect 1, and I've only tried Mass Effect 1, because if I want to play it, I want to play the whole series.
Yeah, no, I didn't even do that. Mass Effect 3 came out, I was like, I'm going to try this one. I played it, and I was like, oh my god! I like Mass Effect 3. It's a really good game.
Yeah, I heard they fixed a lot of problems with it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
No, which is probably why you should just skip to 3.
But I can't do that. That goes against everything
I believe. It makes sense, because when I wanted to play Halo 3 for the first time, I was like, I got to play Halo 1 and 2.
Yeah, I played Halo 1 and 2.
The backstory.
And then...
Speaking of, when we reach a point where Halo 2 is remade for the Xbox, mm-hmm. or the Xbox One...
Are they going to do that? Is 343 going to do that?
I would imagine. I can't believe they're not going to do it.
Because they made fucking 4 so badass.
No, but they also made Anniversary Edition of 1.
Not compared to, like, 2 and 3.
Just because, like, they took what Halo was from Bungie and just made it so much... Like, you thought they were going to fuck this up completely, and they made 4, and it was like, oh my god.
See, well, because here's the thing, really though. You're a big Call of Duty and Battlefield player.
Very much so.
But a huge complaint is that people liked Halo because it was different than those two. Like, you didn't have unlocked weapons and stuff like that. The weapons were unlocked on the map after a certain time period.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the strategy of Halo. That's how you played Halo. You knew, you know, after a minute and 30 seconds, rocket launchers are going to be here. You need to get there at a minute and 30 seconds, and that's how you get the power weapons. But with Halo 4, that wasn't the case.
Now
it was, you need to get 5 kills without dying,
and
then
you get...
Which is
so much better, because...
See, but a lot of people don't feel that way.
But that's so gay that you just know... That's why people like that, is because they know where shit's going to spawn. So you know how to be a badass, but you don't know how to be a badass versus killing people.
See, but I think it's just two different types of games...
Yeah, you suck at one and you're good at the other.
If you wanted to play a game like that, you'd play Call of Duty or Battlefield. But if you wanted to play Halo, you played Halo.
Right, that's true.
And
I
think
that's...
I play both too, and I like the diverseness. And I noticed, like, I didn't make the conscious decision not to, but I played the Halo 4 multiplayer a lot less than I played the Halo 3... Or, I'm sorry, yeah, than the Halo 3 multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of why that happened. And Bungie... Or, I'm sorry, not Bungie. 343 actually... made an announcement saying, you know, we looked at a lot of things we changed with the Halo 4 multiplayer, and we're reassessing that for Halo 5, and they kind of alluded to taking it back to more like what it was in Halo 3 and Halo Reach.
Okay. Well, I think that's stupid.
But again, you're a Call of Duty slash...
I am. I'm a very big first-person shooter, and I am also very big on... If you kill something so many times, or if you get a certain kill streak,
you unlock new weapons.
Yeah, exactly. You get,
and I like that too. But again, I like the diversity. I like the difference between them.
I don't like it. I don't like when people are just so shitty that they wait a minute and a half and they will go 0-10
to a noob tube
for a noob tube. They will go 0-10 for a noob tube, and as soon as they get that noob tube, they're like 30-10. Like, yeah. You're a fucking pussy. You don't know how to play the game. That's how I. That's how
I hate that too. Or shotguns on Battlefield
shotguns.
4. You can have a shotgun as your secondary weapon. People are just running around with the shotguns. Like, that's not fun. Why would you do that?
No, I understand. But you also have to think about the people with the sniper rifles in the fucking corner.
I hate sniper rifles. I hate them too.
Yeah, you also hate sniper rifles. You hate shotgunners. The sniper rifles take out the shotgunners because they're running around with no fucking class or no fucking skill whatsoever.
And another thing, it's a person I know, and I was at the house that he was playing at, and I'm not a huge fan of him, I'm not going to name drop or anything, but it was back when Battlefield 3 came out, and I was watching him play the entire game. He just waited for the tank to spawn, then he'd get in the tank and run around in the tank. And then if he died, he'd just wait around, get in the tank. I'm like, how is that fun? You're spending 75% of your game waiting for the tank to respawn.
That's true, because if you even get in that tank as soon as it starts, you get in that tank, you start moving, a fucking airplane comes around and drops
it. You're
dead.
I have never been able to drive
the next 75% of the game just for that tank.
I have not been able to drive a tank successfully, an airplane, or a helicopter. Every time I'm in it for like 45 seconds and I die.
Bro, I take that helicopter to wherever I want to go and I parachute out of the helicopter. Like, this shit ain't doing me any good, I'm out.
Even when I passenger in the helicopter, It's like 45 seconds before I'm either shot down or the pilot just crashes into the ground.
Well, usually you get a shitty pilot and they have no idea what you're doing.
That,
and
so I agree.
Once you start looking at the sky for more than 2 seconds, you jump out that bitch.
But I'm also a shitty pilot, so I've stopped it. That shit's hard to fly.
If I jump in a plane and the pilot looks like he's know what he's doing, he's like swerving and he starts going up and down like efficiently, I'm like, all right, I'll get in the gunner seat and I'll just start shooting shit.
Oh, I'm like, I'll jump out and
yeah, jumping out.
Once you see your aim look at the sky for like 2 seconds and it doesn't move, you're like, fuck.
Skydiver shoot.
But speaking of airplanes and shooters and Halo, I want to see more like space combat in Halo. I don't know if that's just...
Halo Reach, I really like the space combat level.
With the sabers?
Yeah, but I was really upset that was the only level and there was no multiplayer with that.
And it was kind of like the prelude, the training part of it.
No, it wasn't. That was like middle of the game.
Yeah, that was like 60...
Wait, Halo 4?
I'm sorry, Halo Reach.
Halo Reach.
Yeah.
That was like 60 or 70% of the way into the game.
Yeah, that was when the first Covenant crew ever shows up, which is the
actual story mode.
I think you're right. I don't think you played the campaign.
I didn't play the campaign.
But I would love to see that in multiplayer. And if you could forge maps with that, that would have been awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Can you not make maps?
Pay attention.
You can, but you can't make them with the space... level. Like, you can't forge those.
Right, you can't. You can't pilot ships.
And you couldn't even do a multiplayer. Even if it was an unforgeable map that was multiplayer, I would have been okay with that, too.
And in Halo Wars and in the Spartan Assault game, there's a lot of vehicles that you don't get to see in the Halo universe.
Speaking of fucking Halo Wars, where the fuck did that game go? Because that was like a Command & Conquer game, and I loved that game.
Really? Did you? A lot of people did.
The platinum hits.
Everybody hated that game, and I was like, I liked it
for
the first like 6 missions, and then I was like, this is the same shit over and over. So I stopped.
But I feel that way with any level. Even StarCraft, I feel that same way.
Command & Conquer is an old school game. I played I played Command & Conquer Red Alert, Command & Conquer Tiberium Sun, all the Command & Conquers up to Command & Conquer Red Alert 3.
All right, those are all like the newer Command & Conquers. I like
Tiberium Sun is old. Are you kidding me?
No, it's newer than Tiberian Wars.
90s.
Bullshit, is it?
Tiberian Sun is the first.
Sorry, I'm
the first three.
The only one I played Sun than Tiberian.
Oh, the only one I played was Tiberian Wars.
No, those are all 90s games.
Like 97.
I loved them. I loved all the Command & Conquer.
And what's funny is you play them on console. Like anybody hears that you're an RTS console player, they're like, you fucking suck.
You should have for your guys. For your life. I don't give a shit. No, those are the first games I ever played on PC and.
On PC? Wait, you did play them on PC?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Then people
like Red Alert 1, like Tiberium Sun, Command & Conquer, like the originals.
Yeah.
All those I played on PC.
Okay.
Any Command & Conquer game I've ever played was on PC. When I played Command & Conquer Red Alert 3 on console, like on Xbox 360, it sucked for me. I couldn't play.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much the general consensus with RTS.
It's awful.
You know what was a huge mistake for me? Trying to find an RTS for mobile.
Yeah.
Like an iPad or...
That was a... waste of
I instantly life. Was like, I regret the last 45 seconds of my life.
$45 $7 on this app that I'd never want to play again.
No, I would never, ever, ever spend.
You know, it's really funny how cheap I am with apps.
Yeah.
Like, no problem. I'll go to Starbucks and get like a $6 drink. But the second you ask me for 99
cents. That $6 drink is gone in 99 seconds. But when you want a 99 cent app, I'm like, fuck this shit.
I don't know. I should probably call my account on this one.
I didn't do it.
Unless that app has like 300 5-star reviews, not a single 1-star review.
I don't care if it is a number one app in the store and it has nothing but 5-star reviews. 99 cents, I'm like, let me think about it.
But give me a week. If it's still up there, I'll get it.
In addition to that, I'd have to go on like YouTube and look up gameplay videos and decide if I like it from
there. I have never once actually researched an app. My
job is so slow that we tell each other on certain days. Like, we don't even come in and say, hey, has it been slow today? We come in and be like, so what's the apps look like? And they're like, you got to keep up with your apps. Keep up with your apps means it's been a slow day. Keep up with your apps.
On your phone?
Right, on your phone.
Make sure you have all your busy apps.
Like, I haven't even looked at my apps today. Like, that's how it looks like when it's been a busy day.
That's funny. That's awesome.
This shit's away.
We have to make that thing, like, widespread. How's your apps?
How's your apps doing today?
True story. Man, it's late.
Yeah, it's 5 a.m.
Wow!
Best podcast ever.
Best podcast ever.
What the fuck happened to sleeping?
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, but none of us have to work tomorrow. We're good.
Yeah, sleep when you're dead.
So where are we going to lunch?
Right. As soon as we wake up.
So 6 hours away.
I can pay.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
You're going to have to. I'm going to
stop this. You but, stop with the noise.
So I'm sitting here chewing on this bottle.
I was giving my bottle head.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, guys.
Appropriateness. We have to stay appropriate.
No, we don't.
Yes, it's a fishbowl. You have to be appropriate in a fishbowl.
Okay.
No, it didn't work.
Stop. Did we miss anything? Like, I'm looking to see if we missed anything.
No, I think our topic list is all
blank. There it is.
I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the blue cheese versus ranch debate.
We did not talk about
Let's talk about the blue cheese versus ranch
Let's
debate.
Talk about that, because I'm the only one down from the ranch.
No, I mean, I like it's ranch, but blue cheese is so much better than ranch.
No. You all smoke crack for a living, and that's why blue cheese is better than ranch.
That's not how that works. That's smoke crack, and that's why I like blue cheese.
Because blue cheese is so disgusting because it has chunks of shit in the dressing.
No, I don't like blue cheese that has chunky.
I don't like that's what you just ate today.
I don't like that. The chunks all sank to the bottom.
Right, yeah, because it was soft. I like the dip. You're right. I don't like blue cheese like crumbles. And if I get like a blue cheese salad, that's fucking gross.
I like
Cobb salads are not bad. I like Cobb salads, and they have blue cheese crumbles.
Yeah, I don't like blue cheese crumbles.
I like the crumbles if they're finely crumbled. I don't like super huge chunks of crumbles blue cheese.
I'm glad you told me that, because our Buffalo chicken pizza comes with blue cheese crumbles on the top.
I know.
And I would put the big ass chunks of blue cheese on yours, and I didn't give a shit. So now that I know I have to put tiny little blue cheese crumbles on yours, I'm not ever going to make you pizza again.
Fuck you. So that reminds me of a story. When I worked in a restaurant, we made all of our french fries. Like, we took a potato and we sliced it into long strips of potato.
Nice.
So, you know, I get bored at work, and I wasn't a chef. I was a cashier, but.
So you take the dollar coins and just cut them into four coins.
Yeah, that's exactly
what happened.
But anyway, I would make my own lunch because it was easier that way and I didn't have to ring it up and bullshit like that. And so I made different things in the restaurant. Like, I made my own sauce.
Took a whole turkey in his
I took the potato and then I cut it long ways and then I turned it on its side and I cut it again into little
make little fucking hash brown looking things.
Well, right? Hold on, I didn't get to that point of the story yet. Wow, I made these cool little like cubish french fry things. I was like, this is fucking awesome, we should start selling these. And then I'm like, look at the stuff I decided to make. And the chef goes, yeah, you made hash browns.
See, what did the potato chopper look like? Because, like, I'd be like, instructions not clear, but take a potato chopper.
No, that is not how it happens.
10 seconds later, the fucking restaurant shut down. Man puts himself in a hospital bag.
I was so damn happy that I came up with that. I was like, yeah, I'm proud of myself. I did fucking awesome.
And hash browns.
I was like, fuck. But that dick joke, that reminds me of a story I heard about.
That's good. This is going on the right, sir.
I read a story about a guy in Japan who got like angry or something. I forget the context. And he cut his own dick off.
Okay.
I heard about this story. And so he's bleeding from what used to be his dick. And he's like, well, fuck, that was a bad idea. I should probably go to the hospital. So he gets on his bike and rides his way to the hospital.
On his bike,
which is like the number one worst travel when you just cut off
your dick. Yeah.
And then
your penis is on the bike.
Exactly. So he gets to the hospital, and the doctor says, well, we can't fix it because you left your dick at home. We can't.
Wow!
Fix
it. This guy's an idiot.
So he gets back on his bike and drives all the way back home.
Doesn't drive, he has to ride his bike.
He doesn't drive, you're right. He rides his bike all the way back home and gets his dick, and then rides all the way back to the hospital with his dick. And then he gets there, and they're like, I'm sorry, sir, it's been too long. We can't put it back on now. So he rode back and forth to the hospital 3 times to get his dick reattached, and they said, oh, too bad. Sorry.
It's too late.
Sir, if you're listening, I want you to know you're a fucking idiot, because your dick is the most useful thing in the world.
Really? Most useful thing in the world?
It's funny, because he's like Chinese or Japanese, or he's some form of Asian, and he probably doesn't speak English.
Good. So you didn't just hear me call you an idiot.
Yeah. Because this podcast has been unexpectedly racist.
Against Asians.
Only against Asians. We haven't talked about any other race but Asians.
I can't get comfortable with this chair. Yeah.
It's not too much noise now, but the mic does pick up a lot.
It does.
Did the mic pick up my penis noise? I have to pee!
No, it did not.
Well, then it's not picking up enough noise.
Jesus.
Wow, this we can't end on that note.
Like, we can't. No,
at this point, we're 45 minutes in. Yeah. We should
make
soon.
It a solid 2 hours.
Solid 2 hours. Okay, so we'll go 50 more minutes, and we'll try to stay away from the dick bleeding stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's stay away from dicks and blood for the rest of the podcast.
I think that's a good idea.
I don't think those two stories mix well at all.
Despite the fact we've seemed to successfully made that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but anyway, we've covered our list here.
Let's talk about our next Let's Play.
Let's Play? What are you thinking for our next Let's Play?
I want you to take a look at Battle Block Theater.
Okay.
It looked like a very good, fun co-op.
Which reminds me, we also want to play Cloudberry Kingdom. Which we downloaded the demo for last time we did a Let's Play, which is not out yet.
Did we download the demo for that?
We did.
I started downloading it. I remember I started downloading it.
And actually, I think we're going to move the Xbox down to this room. And then we're going to play it on this TV because there's a TV in here now.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, dude, this room's awesome.
So we'll play it in our office. We're done here. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
It's kind of already our office, huh? You're out of fucking context.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll do a Let's Play down here, which again, this is totally uninteresting to the audio podcast. But no, we have a new recording space for the Let's Plays.
Yeah. You do know that. And
that is a fact.
Now that's informational to you if you listen to our...
Yeah, that's better. It means we're more likely to make Let's Plays.
Now,
if we could just get me to edit them and put them together, then it would be set.
Great. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Is our first Let's Play even out yet right now?
Our Let's Play and our time lapse have not been published as of the...
I started to do the time lapse, and then I was transferring the files over, and then it canceled out halfway through, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Fuck this.
That's great.
Yeah, but Cloudberry Kingdom I think would be really fun because it's one of those one-screen ones. And we all play together.
So is Battle Block Theater.
Yeah, it sounded very similar to Battle Block Theater. Except you don't jump on each other.
I love that.
So.
I still like Minecraft.
I like Minecraft too. But we need a better setup to do Minecraft.
We
might be able to do it with Ben's laptop, my laptop, and my desktop.
Okay.
You'd use my laptop.
All right.
But the other problem is we probably want a house for that because there's not really any place at my house to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But once Ben gets his house, we'll take care of that.
Yay. So, I don't know. Fucking Christ. Topics, guys.
I don't know. I mean, we've been talking for an hour and 45 minutes pretty solidly.
I don't even think I got to finish my what should I do with my girlfriend.
No, you did. You went out to the open field.
Should I do that or should I do something else?
No, absolutely do that. That's perfect.
That's good.
The only thing I would suggest is maybe get a mattress and put it in the bed of the car because...
So our stomachs are cut off by the fucking... by the trunk, the circulation. You're just...
Right. And if you're really adventurous, you could get a water bed and put it back there.
No. Yeah, what I'm saying is there's not enough room for even a mattress. So.
Yeah, but if you fill up a water bed.
But a water mattress is flexible in size.
You guys are great. I love you guys. I'm not going to do that. We love you too. I'm just going to have sex with her in the back of the car.
Again, let's try to get away from dicks for the last 15 minutes of
the
podcast.
We tried and we couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Me and Ben were doing great. That's your fault.
All right, well, just cut me out and act like I was never part of that.
We can talk about tattoos. You have tattoos, Sonic.
We can talk about tattoos.
Let's talk about tattoos.
I have 13 tattoos.
Holy shit, really?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
I have this one, half sleeve. I count it as one tattoo. And
it's really like three in one.
It was three sessions. No, it was actually five sessions. It's still not done. I have two on my right arm. I have one that says brothers right side up, and eternally it says upside down. Same one Ben has because we're brothers. It says brothers upside down. Eternally. Brothers eternally. Got it. Anyways. I have lyrics covering about a quarter, maybe a third of my arm on my right side. I have a huge cross on my back. I have my daughter's name across my chest. I'm going to get her footprints right above her name.
You better not wait on that because her foot are going to be too big to put on your chest eventually.
Yeah. Yes, well, when they're born, by the way, they take footprints.
Oh, so you're taking the baby footprints.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, she's going to have, size 13 feet on my chest.
Can I make a real quick
note on
weird things you do with kids? I'm going to anyway.
But putting their faces on your chest? That's weird. Faces do not look good on tattoos. I'm sorry.
Well, if you get a fucking guy that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing to get a tattoo of your daughter, and it looks like Chloe, the internet baby.
Who's the internet baby?
You know her?
Nope. Sorry.
No, Chloe. She's all over Vine.
Anyway,
okay.
Back to my tangent.
Yeah, I wasn't done with mine. Fuck you.
Well, hold on. His tangent is relevant to right now.
Fuck you.
My tangent is relevant to your daughter.
All right, so go.
And she had her first haircut, apparently, not too long ago.
I'm not happy about that. I was not told about it. I was not informed about it. She just came to my work, dropped her off, and was like, here's your daughter. By the way, she got a haircut. I was like, by the way, that looks like shit.
Wow.
Well, that's nice.
There's no beating around the bush with that story.
It looked like my daughter had a mullet. I'm not
I forget who it was, but somebody said she looks really bad with the bangs.
She does. She looks very bad.
I think that might have been me.
I mean, we love your daughter. She's a great daughter.
I love her, too. And she,
but her haircut is a little subpar.
It is. It looked like she had a mullet. I didn't like it.
But everyone on that status was like, oh, save the hair, save the hair.
No, I totally understand that. Because, like, I still have my bag of... the hair from my head.
From my first haircut.
I have a bag that, yeah.
Did Jordan save the hair?
Probably. I don't know.
Because my mom told her to save the hair. And if she didn't, Riley took it upon herself to cut her own fucking hair with scissors. Not even lying. Like, you guys laughing?
No, I believe
she got
you,
a haircut with her bangs. And I guess saw Jordan or Jordan's hairstylist do it to Ricky, or not to Ricky, to Riley. Cut her hair, and so Riley was like, I could fucking do that, and found scissors at my mom's house and cut her hair. I found her hair on my sandal, and I was like, oh my god, she cut her own hair.
No, I believe that, because she'll get into the closet sometimes, and she'll take out the ketchup and the salt, and she'll take it all up to the, like, first step of the stairs, and then she's got, like, Riley's meth lab up at the top.
It's the truth. I've watched her do it.
She's just mixing shit together. It's like, what the fuck is she
I've
making?
Actually tried to smoke whatever she made. No, I'm sorry. That's not true.
But it's
true.
Is it
no,
just...
No, it's not. It's not true. It's a joke, but it really happened.
Is it just me, and me being that I don't ever want to be a parent, that I think keeping your child's hair is fucking weird?
That's not weird. I totally understand
it.
It's an important... That's like a...
it's a milestone.
A milestone or a chapter in her life.
Exactly.
Her first haircut. Not as big of a deal for boys because they get it more often, but girls, like, I think... the gym owner's daughter, who is now 5 years old, I don't think she's actually gotten a haircut yet.
Really?
Because it's a girl thing. They don't... Right.
Well,
they
Riley, my daughter, her hair is very thin because she has my
hair. Yeah, she does have very thin hair. And
she
you
has
do have thin hair.
Thank you.
And in fact, at the age of 25, you're already...
Shut the fuck up! Anyways, we're going to skip past the receding hairline part. And Riley does have very thin hair, and so
she
didn't want her to have a haircut yet. Because she has thin hair.
And again, even the other person, the other kid I was just talking about, who's 5, she has, like, very thick hair, but she still hasn't gotten a haircut.
Right.
Because, well, I mean, girls don't get haircuts.
Girls don't get fucking haircuts. Jordan was like, oh.
And plus, that shit's fucking
expensive.
Her hair's
in her eyes. She has to get her hair out of her eyes.
Like,
have to get glasses and stop being a bitch.
You know how much it cost me to cut my hair? Like, $5 plus tip.
Girls? $30 when they're one.
Bullshit. If they get anything, like, professional done,
yeah,
it's like $200.
Yeah,
like,
at least $100.
If I had to pay $200 for a haircut, I'd never get
a
haircut.
I'd be bald for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
I would learn how to cut hair. So
I'm about halfway there being bald for the rest of my life, so I'm not even going to have to pay for haircuts from that.
Yeah, there you go. See, I'm lucky. My dad has a full head of hair. And my grandpa also has a full head of hair. So I'm
Dad has a full head of hair. My grandpa has a full head of hair.
Ben has
I'm
a full head of hair.
I'm the first one of my family to be... stupid and not have a full head of hair.
Yeah. But it's funny, the way it, like, recedes, it actually looks like you have devil horns.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. You should tattoo devil horns there.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't.
I like being, you know, considered a professional.
Like being able to walk into a job and being like, yeah, well, we're not going to hire you at all.
Apparently in Tampa, I think it was Tampa, it was one of the local counties, they just changed the police rules that said you can now become a police officer with tattoos as long as you can cover them up with even long sleeves.
Wow.
Doesn't matter how many tattoos you have, as long as you can cover it up with long sleeves, good to go.
Good. Good for them.
Yeah, they were saying, you know, it's like we feel like we've missed out on a lot of good potential police officers because we had to turn them down because of the tattoos, so we've adapted the laws to be free.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, I don't have any tattoos.
Good for Tampa.
Personally, but Ben has, like, 4, I think. Man, I am good.
If I were to ever be a police officer, they would be sorry they hired me.
Yeah, you would not be
a
very good
police. I would shoot everybody.
No, that's not.
So I would be
smoking
Riley's meth lab in the back of his car.
Yes. With ketchup and salt.
How the fuck did it go from me shooting people to me having a meth lab? Like, it's not even close to
because it's Riley's meth lab.
Riley can do whatever the fuck she wants.
It's like baby's first meth lab.
So that shit like Play-Doh, what?
Mm.
I'm by myself on that one?
No,
I think you're by yourself on that one.
No, I'm interested.
got my babies first, and then
I will fund
babies
that.
First in meth lab.
God, I would be an awful parent.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't really disagree.
I'm gonna have to second that one, yeah. Yeah. It'd be fucking shit.
All right, so it's 3-0. We all agree.
Yeah, no,
we
agree.
There's no
agreed agreed with himself.
Ben should not have kids. It's a unanimous decision.
He's a good uncle.
Yeah.
And that's where his responsibilities are.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Great uncle, that's it.
Aw. That's shitty.
We're all out of Bevs.
And by Bevs, we mean Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Beverages, yeah.
Yeah, we have...
I'm out of Red Bull, you guys are out of...
We have two more Mountain Dews upstairs.
We do.
Yes, we do.
We do.
But that's upstairs.
And we're going to have to do this podcast so we can go upstairs.
That's again, we're right at the... Almost at the two-hour mark. We'll talk for about 4 more minutes.
Oh, my God. My piss is not going to hold it for 4 more minutes.
You can hold your piss.
I can do it!
No, do we want to end now? I mean, No, you want to make it to 2 hours. You're like...
Straight 2 hours. Like, there's a part in there... No, we skipped that part.
Yeah, no, we're good at this point. I'm not editing shit. I am uploading this and putting it out there.
Good. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe I'll make the link up later. You guys can Google shit. You're members of the internet. You know how to Google.
Yeah. Google yourself. All right.
Yeah. Until we have enough money that we can hire people to make link dumps for us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Fuck them. And fuck you.
So fund us. Send us money.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Send us money.
Or if you want to like sponsor us. Either you can give us money for talking about your product, or you can send us Ferraris.
Right, because we talked about your Ferraris, like when we drive them.
Yeah, and frankly, if I have a Ferrari from Ferrari, or whoever wants to send me a Ferrari, I will then find the time to make a link down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because now you have a Ferrari. What the fuck is there to work for?
I will draw a picture of me in a Ferrari, and I'll put it on our link up.
Yeah, and Sai is a much better artist than I am. But
that's not true at all. I don't know.
Have you seen how bad I am at drawing?
My daughter's better drawer than me.
Good point. She's probably a better drawer than I am, too. So that's.
I can draw a mean stick figure. But don't ask me to draw the head because I can't do circles. Circles in me don't work well.
That's good. Yeah. Shitty story. Where is the orb.
Words. You need to use your words.
This part of the Lego blocks, the Mega blocks.
What are you?
Yeah, the railgun also doesn't have blue.
No, it also doesn't have anything glowing, which is very upsetting.
All right, again, we've totally made this irrelevant to the podcast.
Yeah, because you can't see shit. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
No, you're going back to your fucking spot.
God.
Back of the bus roast parts. That was racist.
Oh, wow. All right, well,
we almost did it.
We're going to categorize it, instead of under comedy, it's going to be offensive.
Yeah,
very.
Yeah, that's going to be our podcast category.
I didn't look at my phone. Don't look at me like that.
We are going to look at you like that. We have 4 minutes to fill. It's very important.
Bro, we had like 2 minutes to fill. You said four minutes to fill 4 minutes ago.
I was rounding.
You're an asshole.
I rounded to four because
it's 3 minutes and 20 seconds. All right. Let's talk about last thing. I was looking at you guys for suggestions.
You said last thing like you had something to talk about. But
yeah, I was waiting for you.
Our next podcast. We're going to record our next podcast next Friday night, right?
All
right.
Next Friday night.
All
right, let's leave it to the viewers. Whoever's viewing us right now, they have a week.
To find shit for us to talk about.
You are counting on a lot of people viewing this first podcast.
No. I'm counting on like 6 people to do 6 different topics.
You're counting on 6. Where are we going to post this? That's a good thing. Where should we post? Nobody on Reddit's going to want to
listen. r/podcast.
I mean, we could, I guess.
I mean, is there really an r/podcast?
Yeah, there is. We'll probably be downvoted to nobody on us.
We'll be downvoted to negatives.
We can post it on Facebook if we want Facebook people to, you know, people we're friends with to listen.
Hopefully they listen.
We want to post it on Facebook? We'll post it on Facebook.
I'll post it on my gaming page so all my Asian friends can listen to how racist.
Wow. We diverged from the racist. I mean, we successfully stopped talking about dicks, bleeding, and Asians.
Well, because
now you have to bring it back there.
My Facebook gaming page is like all Facebook games, and I have a lot of people whose names are all in hieroglyphics. Or
wow! All right, Ben, this is getting like really offensive. Let's diverge.
We're gonna cut that out of the whole podcast, man.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you know what, Ben? I'm sorry, but you cannot come on the next podcast. That's a lie because we only have 3 of us to do a podcast. But if we had people to replace you, you would have been replaced for at least one podcast as like punishment for your offensiveness.
I'm seriously watching the countdown to
so you can
2 minutes, 2 hours, so I can piss.
We have 2 minutes left.
We have a minute and 33 seconds.
A minute and a half, and I have to pee.
All right, let's try.
Can I tell an embarrassing story about Sai?
Yes.
No.
Is it my Miami story?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
no.
That we should.
All right. So a while ago, we were at a party.
Oh, fuck you. I already know what you're talking about.
And
why don't I remember this one?
Sai got bullshit. Pretty drunk, and he fell asleep, like, way before everybody else. And then...
That's what I feel about your story, buddy.
And go then, ahead. In the middle of the night, right as everybody's about to leave, he wakes up, still, like, pretty drunk and probably half asleep, and just takes a piss on the couch.
Oh, I remember this now.
That doesn't even make an attempt to get to the bathroom, just pisses all over the couch.
Do you want to hear a funny story about that story? That nobody brought that up.
I remember that. Because I think it was Amanda who told me the story.
She's like, James.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. Fuck Amanda. And,
nobody fucking cares.
And it's just like, but don't tell Sai.
Yeah, but don't tell Sai. And it got around to Sai. It never got around to the household owner.
But I think
I said the story out loud, and she was like, wait, what? And I'm like, nothing. Nothing ever happened.
Is that how she not realize her couch smelled like piss?
She blamed it on her son.
Right, because her son is like 3. Yeah. So it's very acceptable for a 3-year-old to piss on the couch. It's very, I mean, obviously they shouldn't do that, but it makes sense. It happens.
It happens. Yeah. Accidents do happen.
All right, so, I mean, we are about at the 2-hour mark here. By the time we finish this outro, we'll be there. So I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening.
Outro's over. Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Joey.
I'm Sai.
I'm Ben.
And catch us hopefully next week, and we'll do this again at the fishbowl. Yes, this is the fishbowl.
This is the fishbowl.
Should we explain why we're the fishbowl?
I'm drowning in a fishbowl.
Let's quickly explain why we are the fishbowl.
All right. Okay. Well, Ben made a status the other day saying he hates people, and he's officially given up on people, and he's going to become a goldfish. And I said, you know what? We should become goldfish together. And then we should name our podcast The Fishbowl, because that makes sense. It's a very logical progression there.
Of thoughts,
yeah.
This is how we make decisions here.
And yeah, exactly. Facebook statuses to kind of related decisions to execution, and that's it. That's how we do things here.
No logical, rational thought in it at all.
Nope,
we're just
no,
there's not.
No.
It's going to happen.
Not a rational company.
So we have ideas, and then there's just unrational thoughts that go behind the ideas.
All right, now I got to take a piss, too. So
yeah,
now,
me too.
Now there's going to be a line, so you know what? Again, thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching.
Catch us next week. And when are we going to post this? What day?
Sunday?
So
we're going to post it. How about Monday?
Sunday.
We'll post it on Monday.
Monday sounds better.
Post it on Monday. All right, thanks for listening.
Love you guys.
I'm doing a dance for you.